Ladies and gentlemen, it is July 4th, 2024, on this Thursday transmission. We have an amazing broadcast lined up for you today. I'm very thankful for all of you fellow patriots. Dr. David Martin will be joining us, Kim.com, and Neil Oliver today. And I am extremely blessed to be in this position and to be in battle in the fight with the globalist. And I'm, again, extremely honored to be here. Look at this article. It's up on Infowars.com. Came out yesterday. It's about the New York Times. They say for the Earth, any carbon is bad, and exploding shells in the air is evil, so we should ban fireworks and your stoves and your fireplaces and your cars and your fertilizer and your food and you, because we are the carbon they want to reduce. Talk about a way to bring in total feudalism to micromanage every facet of our lives and cut off resources. This is tyranny on steroids. But I am extremely blessed in 30 years on air to be able to talk to the most educated, most informed, most on-target audience out there. And I'm not saying that to heap praise on you for no reason. It's true. The globalists recognize this broadcast as one of the biggest threats out there to their tyranny, and I, again, am extremely blessed that we are in that position. And so today, coming up, and this is a listener participation sport. I hope you share the live feed at Infowars.com/show, band.video, Relox Jones on X, with Dr. David Martin exposing the true nature of the COVID power grab, Kim.com on World War III, Neil Oliver on the nature of the New World Order. It is all coming up in an incredible July 4th, 2024 transmission against tyranny. So I wanted to be here to talk to you at the kickoff of the show on July 4th to just thank you and to thank the crew and to thank our sponsors and everybody that makes this possible, because we're really doing God's work. Doesn't mean we're good, doesn't mean we're perfect, but at least we want to be good. And that's what this is all about. So for myself and the whole crew, to the giant audience of amazing patriots, humanity is fighting back against tyranny, and we've got a fighting chance thanks to you. Back when Ron Paul was doing such incredible work, he still is doing great work, but 10, 15 years ago, he would always say, it's not me. I'm just a focal point of this. And that's what I'm saying to you. The globalists hate this broadcast because it is a gathering point for so many people that love freedom. Brown, black, old, young, white, female, male. And that's why they hate this show, is because they want all the people out there being gaslit and brainwashed and attacked to feel alone. But we're not alone. And all over the world, populist, anti-globalists are winning elections everywhere. And it's only intensifying. So for Klaus Schwab and King Charles and Bill Gates, this has been a really, really bad last couple years. Well, I intend to make it much worse for them. Not because I'm a vindictive, hateful person. Not because I want to hurt them at the end of the day, but I want to get them off of our back. So for myself, the entire crew, on this July 4th, 2024, here at the edge of the fourth turning, I want to, again, from the bottom of my heart, salute and thank all of you for the incredible support you've given us over the years, because without you, we would not be doing this. When you see InfoWars being attacked, you see InfoWars breaking major stories, and you see our information being repeated all over the place by all the top talk show hosts, that is the true fruits of your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support. And so all I can say to you in closing before we kick off this giant show today is great job. Look at what you've done and take a few minutes out on this July 4th to celebrate the fact that we're creatures made by God with free will, and that we are changing the world together, and that there's not just evil in the universe, there's good as well, and we've done it together. So to my family, to the crew, the family that is the audience of activists, to all of our sponsors, all of our affiliates, the radio stations, the TV stations, everybody, thank you so much for what you've done in the last 30 years. And before me, the work that happened before that. But we have changed the world together. We have made history, and it's been incredible. So follow me at Real Alex Jones. That's critical. On X. And share the links today from Infowars.com/show and band.video. Big broadcast. With so many huge guests, straight ahead, stay with us, my friends. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest, from the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Well, it's the issue of our age. COVID. Where did it come from? What's happening with the shots? The mass death? What's really happening? And long before COVID was released, Dr. David E. Martin, founder and chairman of MCAM Inc., the international leader in innovation, finance, trade, and intangible asset finance, was exposing their plan with the coronavirus. He's one of the big guests I wanted to get. 2 years ago, we had him. I had a family emergency, didn't get him on, but he came to the legislature in Texas today for an emergency meeting with the next big move against the tyrants. And so in the next hour and a half, he's about to have the floor here to do a major, just like me, he's got all the documents right there, ready to cover it. So I'm going to try to shut up and let him host the show here, davidmartin.world, an amazing time. And he said, hey, you finally want me? I'm in Texas. And I'm like, great, I want a remote. That's good. He goes, no, I'm here. And I said, let me guess, you're at the legislature talking about criminal charges. He said, well, yeah, I'll talk about it. So you've got Missouri coming out with major civil action. You've got the Ninth Circuit coming out last week or 2 weeks ago now and saying it's not a vaccine because they're covered by the 86 law unless they're involved in fraud. But you're the real expert. So I'm going to try to shut up now because you're one of the most requested guests from listeners and try to give you the floor to talk about 3+ years into the shot, 4 years into the virus, where we are. Thank you so much for being here. And again, you used to inspect, I guess, biological weapons. That's why, just like one of the other few guys that got all this, because you were there 4 years ago, the first person, along with Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. biological weapons law, because I tracked it back. You were the first two guys in like January 2020 that cracked the code. And now we've got a very clear picture. So thanks for being here. I'm going to really try to shut up because I love to add things. I love to talk and give you the floor, sir. Thank you so much, Dr. David E. Martin.
Alex, it's awesome to be here, and thank you. And listen, you know what I love about this is we've actually needed to talk for a long time, but the way things work, you know, fate had it that I needed to be in Austin, Texas, so here we are. Listen, there's a couple things that are actually really important, and this is where we have to actually start with some really simple premises. This entire exercise over the last 4.5 years was willfully misleading the population into taking something through coercion that would not have otherwise ever been accepted. We need to be really clear on the fact we're going to use some terms that piss people off, but that's okay. And I'm just going to go ahead and lay it out for you. Since 2002, there has not been a coronavirus. There has been an engineered pathogen engineered by Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where in 2002, he patented the infectious replication defective clone of coronavirus. And let's get really clear about this, because everybody sits there and says, well, yeah, but my aunt, my uncle, I got sick when something happened. Let's be abundantly clear. The coronavirus that has been branded to be part of COVID-19 does not exist. What does exist is a pathogen modeled off of properties of what was once upon a time isolated as coronavirus, but properties of it that increased its pathogenicity, increased its toxicity, but are you ready for this? Decreased its transmissibility. And Alex, this is the part that really pisses me off. Because we've been told that all the interventions, everything that we were supposed to do was, you know, lockdown, face mask, separate, distance this, vaccinate that, all based on an engineering exercise that, are you ready for this? In 2002 was patented to be non-transmissible. Now, not surprisingly, if you go back and look at 2002, 2003, when we heard SARS 1.0 happen, we were told that we were all supposed to die, just like we were supposed to all die of, you know, swine flu. We were all supposed to die of avian influenza. We were all supposed to die of all these other pathogens. Ironically, SARS 1.0 in 2002 going into 2003 didn't kill us all. In fact, it didn't kill hardly anybody. And that's because the patented weapon was an infectious replication defective clone derived from the coronavirus model. But it was not a pathogen of nature. And it has never been a pathogen of nature since 2002. So number one, let's start with that. But let's go to number two. Number two is a vaccine. And this is where even the communities in the health freedom movement get into vigorous arguments with me. A vaccine, by the definition established in the 1986 Act, and by the way, just to be abundantly clear, it is actually 26 U.S. Code Section 4132A2, right? What is a vaccine? It means a substance designed to be administered to a human being for the prevention of one or more diseases. Alex, prevention of one or more diseases. Did any of these injections prevent a damn thing? That's right. Everyone knows this, including, by the way, Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. They all knew that this would not prevent anything. And by the way, we've been told, well, the CDC administratively changed the term vaccination. And other people administratively changed the term vaccination. Here's a tiny little problem. They don't have the authority to administratively change it. The law dictates what a vaccination is. And nothing that was done during the entire pandemic constituted vaccination by the legal definition. And let's unpack that for 1 second, because here's what happened. Based on a set of code that Ralph Baric sent to the Vaccine Research Center in November of 2019, and you heard me say that date correctly, November 2019, that's allegedly before patient 1.0 in Wuhan. Ralph Baric sent a sequence to the Vaccine Research Center, and it was not for the coronavirus, and it was not for the coronavirus vaccine. It was for the mRNA that was used to instruct the human body to make a scheduled pathogen. Let me say that again. To make a scheduled pathogen. What they did was they said, what we're going to do is we're going to inject into the arms of billions of people the instructions to turn each individual into a bioweapons factory. And you could say, well, that's hyperbole, Dave. Don't call it a bioweapons factory, except here's the tiny little problem. Under 18 U.S. code, that's exactly what it is. If you instruct a person to make a scheduled toxin, you, in fact, are a biological weapons manufacturer. And every single person that took the shot, let's be really clear, every single person that took the shot became the manufacturer of a synthetic spike protein associated with the coronavirus model. And this is where people like Aaron Seary will say, well, hold on a second, Dave. There's all kinds of vaccinations that do all kinds of other things. And that's true. He's right up to a point. But the difference between this and everything that's been done before is really simple. In the case of mRNA, there are two distinctions that are absolutely unique to the COVID pandemic. Number one, we actually are creating the mechanism to instruct the body to manufacture a toxin. This is not to trigger an immune response. We hope that, by the way, there will be an immune response after the fact. But the problem is, what is actually injected is the instructions to make the pathogen. Number one. And number two, the response is actually a hopeful response that failed to consider two very critical things. Number one, the lipid nanoparticle in which the shot was delivered actually is also a toxin. So the bad news is we're going to deliver it as a toxin. And then the worst part about it is that we actually introduced a thing called pseudouridine. And pseudouridine in 2018 was published to be a pro-cancer agent, meaning that it actually shuts down the body's natural response to how we actually recognize tumors and suppress tumors. And we actually included pseudouridine in every single one of the mRNA shots to stabilize the mRNA so that it actually stayed in the human body longer to achieve its effect.
And doctor, I want you to go through all this the way you want, but dumb it down for me, because I'm a pretty smart guy. Yeah. And when I started hearing you 3-4 years ago, I talked to other experts, seen piece here, emails about COVID-19, how they already had it on the shelf.
Yep.
Chapel Hill and Obama and the scandal in 2014. And when we get to one. So when I hear you, I know it's all true because I've read it and seen it and seen it, but nobody puts it together like you. And you do a great job at Congress and legislatures and the EU doing a great job laying it out. But first, do me a favor, dumb it down. The premise up front of what it's really about and then lay it out.
Yeah. Well, so the premise is really simple. They actually said, and by the way, it's best to read the criminals in their own words. This was published February 12, 2016 in the National Academy of Sciences, National Library of Medicine. Until an infectious disease crisis is very real, present, and at an emergency threshold that is largely ignored to sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, we need to increase the public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-influenza or a pan-coronavirus vaccine. Now, remember the date. This is 2015.
And that's why Fauci, right when Trump got elected, said he'll be challenged by a major new virus.
Right. We actually, here it is. But here comes the kicker. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. Now,
so this is all master planned.
Master planned. And who did the master plan? Well, good news is we have that one too. The master plan was done by none other than the Wellcome Trust, NIAID, Anthony Fauci, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, specifically Dr. Chris Elias, Dr. Gao from the CDC of the People's Republic of China, and a whole host of others who sit on what's called the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board. And Alex, you know what they said in September 18th, 2019? And for those of you not familiar with calendars, because I'm going to dumb this thing down, September came before December in 2019.
Before the virus.
Yeah, you'd think so. But here's a tiny little problem. They said on September 18th, 2019, that by September 20 of 2020, the world would accept a universal vaccine. And not only would they accept the universal vaccine, let's get abundantly clear what they said. They would do so in response, and by the way, it is printed. You can't unsee this. It's on page 8 of the book, The World at Risk. They said that there was going to be an accidental or deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. And this is where we have to cross the line to make it really simple. To advance the commercial and social interests of psychopaths that wanted to kill human beings for the sake of their agenda, they decided to unleash a lethal respiratory pathogen on the population so the population would be bamboozled into taking an mRNA shot which would permanently alter their human condition.
And by the way, start over, because you've done the best job, and it's true. Out of everybody, you've done the best job at going back to the pre-documents. I'm not a rocket scientist, but we played the clips of Fauci 2018-19 on C-SPAN with all the federal regulators going, there's going to be a big thing that blows up the old system, and we're going to probably use a bird flu to totally take control and put mRNA in you. I mean, why have they been so arrogant in their admissions that you've been the best job organizing?
So I think it's really simple. I think sociopaths, like mass murderers, like serial killers, like to taunt you. They actually like to up the ante. They like to go, I'm even going to tell you what I'm going
to do. Yeah, we know psychopaths love to monologue.
They love it. And so what you've got is a situation where they're actually telling you it's going to happen. They're telling you how it's going to happen. They actually are financing, they're projecting in Event 201 in October of 2019. In Event 201, they actually had all of the promo materials, the N95 masks, the social media shutdown, the how we're going to intervene.
Social distancing. SPARS predicts it all.
They made it all up, right? So it's all out in front of you. And who was the funder of that? Well, it turns out, once again, the antitrust conspirator, none other than, are you ready for this? Dustin Moskowitz, co-founder of Facebook, the name that you should all know, but
and Google's heavily invested.
Yeah. But the bigger thing, here's the thing. When Dustin Moskowitz wrote the check for Event 201, he actually got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he got Johns Hopkins University, and he got the World Economic Forum to all say that they were collaborating as co-sponsors of Event 201. But the check writer was Open Philanthropy. The check writer was a vested interest Facebook co-founder who mysteriously had all of the resources to fact check people like me who tried to say, hey, world, there's something coming. And guess what? Facebook mysteriously was able to anticipate that I was going to be the one commenting on this. So we have.
So they've war-gamed us.
They war-gamed this so well.
But that's a two-way street, though. Because
right?
You create a war game, it's great for you, but now we can war game it back.
That is exactly right. And what's happening right now, unfortunately for them, is they thought they had prevailed. They really did. And it was not until, by the way, the Ninth Circuit, that just actually issued a ruling a week and a half ago, it wasn't until the Ninth Circuit came out and said, hold on a minute. Everybody's been calling this thing a vaccination. Everybody's been calling this a public health emergency. Everybody's been calling this a public health intervention to make sure that we don't transmit disease, because we know that we were supposed to get the shot so that we didn't get grandma sick, and we were supposed to get the shot so that we didn't get healthcare workers sick, and we didn't get restaurateurs sick, and we didn't get the public sick. Well, here's the tiny little problem. The shot was never going to do that. They knew it. Pfizer knew it. Moderna knew it. Everybody knew it. They knew that what they were going to do was actually allegedly decrease hospitalizations. But when they designed the clinical trial, they also knew that the thing they were injecting into people was lethal. And so here's a little tiny problem. We changed the definition of vaccination. No kidding. And we changed the definition of an adverse event following vaccination in 2018 and 2019 so that legally there was no adverse event. If you got the shot and fell over dead, that was not an adverse event. Isn't that interesting? Death, not an adverse event. You literally get the shot, you keel over dead because you actually died of COVID because you weren't vaccinated until 14 days after the second injection.
By the way, you're the expert at putting it all together, so let me skip ahead. Give us the conclusion for people. Then I want you to walk through all the documents. I don't think it's going well. I think you just said that. Obviously, it's blown up in their face. What were they actually planning with this power grab?
Well, listen, let's get really, really clear. 2028 is a nightmare for the world. And it's a nightmare for the world because we actually have a convergence of a bunch of things. Our fiscal policy that's totally mismanaged. The collapse of the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid pension funds. Giant surprise. Who did we actually inject first? Oh, that's right. The 65-year-old.
So they need a global emergency to cover up what's coming.
That's exactly right. And to preempt by death the people who inconveniently be in the way when we find out that Social Security.
So it's Logan's Run. They literally are trying to go to the old.
Absolutely.
Keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt.
And listen, I mean, Bill Gates in 2011, 2012, when the first global vaccination program was launched by the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board, Bill Gates actually said that a successful vaccination program would decrease the population by his estimate of 10%.
And he said we must have depopulation to save the economy.
Exactly.
Wow.
So here we go.
So they're telling you.
So do the math. Do the math. And this isn't hard math. There's 8 billion people on Earth. He was actually carelessly suggesting that 800 million people, not by the way, let's not talk about
it. It was a TED TV, war, very everything. Cavalier.
Right. 800 million people need to be shoved off the planet by 2028.
Wow.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
If that number doesn't actually wake you up, and people keep saying, well, nobody could be that bad, right? Nobody could be that nefarious. Well, the answer is not only can they, but it's your reflex that says that that could not be possible.
They made them do it.
That is the reason why they're doing it. So what we're trying to do.
The naivete is the reason they made the move.
Exactly right. And so where we are is in a world where right now political theater is happening. Many of you have celebrated, unfortunately, things like the lawsuits that have been filed against Pfizer and the COVID Select Committee in the House of Representatives. But here's a little tiny problem, and I'm going to go ahead and put this little problem on air so that we can actually increase the amount that this is a problem for the House COVID Select Committee. I have right here in my hand the October 21, 2014 letter directed from NIAID, that's Anthony Fauci's program, to Sherry Settle at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And I want to go into a little bit of detail on this because this was during the gain-of-function moratorium. And during the gain-of-function moratorium, Sherry Settle at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Barrick's program administrator, was told that the gain-of-function studies that he was doing were actually subject to the gain-of-function moratorium. But not only was he told in the final paragraph of the letter, as your grant is currently funded, this pause is voluntary. Alex, if you had a mandatory, I don't know, moratorium, and then you found out that a moratorium was voluntary, I don't know what world you live in, but it feels like that's not a moratorium. It feels like if you're telling somebody you could stop, but not only could you go ahead, it turns out that the official statement was that any program that was already being funded was allowed to keep going. And most people would look at that and say, okay, is that really a big deal? Well, it turns out that it is a big deal because the person who received that particular notice was the person who in 2005, June of 2005, at the birth of the PrEP Act, actually said synthetic coronaviruses were biological warfare enabling technology. Biological warfare enabling technology. Does that sound like public health to you? Does that sound like something that we should be excited about? Or is there an outside chance that if we actually are funding a guy who's actually saying this is biological warfare enabling technology, this is not my words, this is his presentation to the DARPA MITRE conference.
And Dr. Martin, let me just stop because I've watched probably 300 of your videos. Yeah. I've watched all these interviews. Let's start over here because this is very interesting. We talked about who you are. I looked you up, everything you say you are. How are you already aware of this, as you said, for decades coming?
Yeah.
Spend a few minutes on yourself. You never do that.
I don't because I'm actually trying to save this country. So.
No, but people want to know who this guy is.
No, that's fair. And so.
Hey, really interesting. People want to hear it.
Why do we know this? In the 1990s, Mosaic Technologies, the company I started, did a lot of work in treaty-restricted technology transfer. And what that just means in plain English is there were a bunch of offensive military technologies that were developed around the world, and my company was used by the United States government to help us access technologies that were of strategic defense interest and strategic commercial interest to the United States. But because of ITAR rules, because of all kinds of other things, they couldn't be freely moved. So my company was about civilianizing technology so that it could be exported. That got us into a bunch of places where we got to see biological and chemical weapons labs around the world. So that's how I got into it in the first place.
So just from pure work you learned about it.
Yeah, it was the company I started. But in 1998, an interesting thing happened. Because we set up a company called MCAM, which is the company I continue to run today, because we set up MCAM, we were asked by the government again to provide a mechanism where banks could actually get credit for intangible asset collateral. That's a big word. Let's unpack it. Patents, copyrights, trademarks, anything.
And that's how you see them listing viruses
that's
they've
exactly
developed.
Right.
I'll explain it.
No, that's
so
a,
you're seeing them list these weapons.
We are literally watching in real time. We are watching in real time as people file patents, as people get grants, as people do collaborations, as corporations get involved in illicit activities. We're watching.
So you're not following the money. You are the money.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. filters. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the electricity.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite.
I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the new world order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And in 168 countries. So,
total surveillance.
I see the world. And here's where the problem kicks in. We set our systems to monitor the 68 scheduled pathogens, which are part of the biological weapons arsenal of the world. So anytime anything happened, a scientific publication came out, a patent was filed, a grant was filed, anything else, that popped up in our system. So we were flagging these things the first time we wrote about...
As a government contractor.
Well, as contracting to the government. Yeah. Our contracts were with the Commerce Department and the Treasury Department, because we did a whole bunch of investigations in criminal activities. But our work on biological weapons surveillance actually kicked into full gear in 2003. And the reason for that was that in 2001, after the anthrax scare, most people forget that, the anthrax scare of September 28th of 2001, which was when all of us actually found out that the United States government attacked itself, right? Anthrax came out of a U.S. lab and then went into the mail and then went into circulation. And that terror attack in 2001
Fort Detrick.
Came out of the fort. And what happened with that is we began the investigations for that, ultimately getting the world to realize that the reason why the anthrax attack happened and the reason why the SARS event happened in 2003 was so that we would get to the PREP Act. And a lot of people don't understand this linkage, but let's make it abundantly clear. The reason why we needed the PREP Act is because the manufacturers of vaccines in 1986 got the childhood vaccines covered under their immunity shield, which is what they appointed Fauci to his role to get as an outcome. But the problem is, as the term vaccination changed, as we decided to inject people with all kinds of other things, which began in earnest in the early 1990s, what we needed to do was we needed to extend that liability protection so that it would cover adult injections, specifically in the wake of the Gulf War. Gulf War I, we had to actually figure out how to get that liability protection associated with adult injections. And as a result of that, we needed to create the illusion of pandemics to get people to give up their liberty in 2005 in the PREP Act. The whole reason for SARS 1.0 and the whole reason for the anthrax attack was to get commercial liability protections at the cost of civil liberties. That's why we did it. And as a country, we sat back and did nothing. And I'm sitting there banging on pots and pans trying to get people to pay attention that there are real weapons coming.
I remember, what was it, like 30,000 troops died from anthrax shot or something?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we have the Gulf War syndrome that to this day, the Veterans Administration is allowing veterans to suffer and die with indifference because we are unwilling to actually acknowledge what were the multivalent injections that went into people during the Gulf War 1-2, during the allegedly Desert Storm and Operation Iraq Freedom and all of the other.
Sure, so I interrupted going back to your roots.
No, that's all right.
It's interesting. Now I interrupt you. We've got an hour left. We're gracious. You're gracious to be here. So get back into what happened with COVID and where we're going.
Yeah. So back to the motivation. And Alex, we have to call it what it is. The motivation was we have a commercially interested group of sociopaths who want to make money while killing people. That's the bottom line.
And creating a global control grid for the social credit score out of the vaccine passport.
No question. But the reason why that's important, remember, is if you can weaponize healthcare, if you can weaponize the idea that you need to do something in the interest of surviving.
That's a victorious beachhead.
It's a phenomenal beachhead. You get behavior modification. You get compliance. You get all sorts of other things. And the key thing is, all of this lives inside of the deceptive medical practices programs where every single word associated with this pandemic, the word virus, the word vaccination, the word infection, every single one of these words had to be changed to deceive the population and coerce them to take something that they would not otherwise take.
So this is the globalist coup. I remember decades ago, the UN documents leaked when Lou Dobbs got him at CNN, when he was the head of CNN. They said, we're going to use Disease X to take over the world.
That's exactly right. And they told us this, people. This is not a new thing. So there are 8 criminal counts in the world, 8 criminal counts of activities that are associated with this particular pandemic. And let's go through them just so we actually have them. The criminal counts are 18 U.S. Code, acts of domestic terrorism resulting in the death of Americans. Why would I say that that was what happened? Well, let's get really clear. I say it because it turns out that they knew on September 18th, 2019, that they were going to release a lethal respiratory pathogen. They used the word lethal. They knew it was deadly. They knew it was going to kill people. And let's, for the sake
of... So it's not of a wet lab or a wet market. It didn't happen on accident.
It wasn't China virus.
It was all pre-programmed.
It wasn't China virus. Remember that in 2016, the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, there is a very, very, very clear statement that says WIV-1 is poised for human emergence. Alex, you want to guess what WIV-1 is in 2016? It's the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1. But guess where that paper was done and guess where that paper was published? That paper was published at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, not in Wuhan, China. As a matter of fact, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill impaneled an institutional review board to review the ethics of the study, and then they impaneled a second review board to review the ethics of breaking the law. And nobody's talking about this.
The ethics of gain of function.
No, the ethics of overriding the law that said that they should not be doing gain of function during the moratorium.
Sure, and that's why it's ridiculous. Because you have all the documents, and I've read the, like, Fauci sends emails years ago, we're doing gain of function.
Right. And then in front of people like Rand Paul, who somehow can't seem to lay his hands on the letter that I just showed you.
By the way, it's important to criticize him. I want to think he's a good guy, but he's as smart as you or I, or probably smarter than me, might be smart as you. He literally won't go there.
That's exactly right.
What's going on?
Well, listen.
You've called him out. Let's do that right now.
Rand Paul won't go there, and the House Select Committee won't go there, and they won't.
Well, where is there? Explain it.
Well, there is that, listen, since the 1960s and early 1970s, we actually said that we weren't going to subscribe to the Nuremberg Code. Now, that's interesting, given the fact that the United States was the Chief Justice for Nuremberg. So, ironic that we actually come up with the international law, and then we go, we don't want to actually follow that law because we want to have our own covert programs. So, we actually went ahead and developed our own international code. This is where Francis Boyle's work comes in, because his very important work was to say, well, hold on a second, we should actually have laws against biological weapons in this country. And so his work coming up with 18 U.S. code was very critical to say, we're not going to adopt Nuremberg, but we are going to at least say that we shouldn't do biological weapons. That's a good thing. But here comes the kicker. Nobody wants to admit that the United States government is actually funding these programs and laundering these programs through universities in very important electoral locations around the world. People tell me about election integrity and election reform. Let's get really clear. Why is it that Texas, why is it that North Carolina, why is it that Virginia, why is it that all of these states, Tennessee, Kentucky, why is it that for some mysterious reason, none of the senators and none of the congressmen from these places have the audacity to actually go, hey, hold on a minute. I think our university is actually running a biological weapons program. I'll tell you the answer. The answer is those are black budget programs where NIAID has a disclosed amount of money, and right next to it is a DARPA grant that matches it. And the DARPA grant that matches it is the way we, I don't know, fund university buildings, and we.
Well, that's right. Well, I was 25 years ago. I was let in to UT, the secret buildings, by a guy that was a big listener who later moved to MIT, and it was all DARPA on the doors.
Absolutely,
it was all DARPA, 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 DARPA.
Absolutely, and it's the gift that keeps giving. If you go to University of Tennessee right now, giant shock, Battelle, the giant nonprofit institution that's multi-billions of dollars of laundering federal money into institutions, giant shock. Nobody in Congress, nobody in the Senate, and particularly Rand Paul, is going to actually call out the fact that the Wuhan investigation is a cover story to make sure that no one knows that the United States is funding the programs in the United States.
And that's what Eisenhower warned of. But you're right. Rand Paul always says Wuhan and Fauci, but it's on record. It was a scandal 2014-15. Good scientists went public about Chapel Hill and gained a function with SARS.
No question.
So let's just call it out. What is wrong with Rand Paul? Is he on the payroll?
Absolutely. And the great news is most of the people, in fact, I hate to say this, but most of the people listening to this particular show may very well go, well, he's the better of evil. Let's get really clear on something, Americans, and the rest of the world. It's time that we don't settle for the lesser of evils. Just because somebody actually loves to go in a sparring match and allows Anthony Fauci to lie in front of Congress and has in his possession that October 2014 letter where specifically NIAID said that this was gain of function research. Let's be unambiguous.
Yeah, why is this been out for years?
That letter.
So is he like
public.
Iron Sheik with Hulk Hogan? This is
no question. This is entire theater and it's good fundraising. And I am sick and tired of having allegedly the.
Well, let's say it. If this is true, and I think it is, then Rand Paul should face charges like Fauci.
There's no question because there's a law.
No, I agree. I had family die from this crap. I'm sick of playing games with these Republicans.
18 U.S. Code Section 1001, lying to Congress. You know what's this?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. To keep my broadcast on air, it is more critical than ever that you support our sponsors. And many of the great products that have been available for years at InfoWarsStore.com are no longer available there. They're exclusively available at DrJonesNaturals.com. The URL is below on screen. All of the patented nano silver products like the toothpaste and the wound gel and the immune gargle are there at DrJonesNaturals.com. And many other amazing products like a super high quality organic multivitamin, next level foundational energy, CavaChill, Rocket Rest, Top Brain, the list goes on and on. Please visit DrJonesNaturals.com today or visit the link below and support the broadcast while getting amazing products at the same time. Thank you so much for your past support, and I'm encouraging you now to go to DrJonesNaturals.com. It's critical to keeping my broadcast on the air, plus their amazing products. Thank you for your support. Now please take action by going to DrJonesNaturals.com today and checking out the amazing products.
Thing, that's not a hey you shouldn't do it, that's a law, and it is equally false. Let's get really precise on this. It's equally false for a congressman or a senator to continue to perpetrate a lie in Congress about the Wuhan virus and the leak, and was it a lab leak, and was it this or that. It's equally problematic for an elected official to lie in Congress as it is for a Supreme Court justice like Sotomayor, who lied about the pathology associated with coronavirus, which allegedly justified why we should have compulsory vaccinations for healthcare providers. And it's equally problematic for Fauci to lie and say he didn't do gain-of-function moratorium.
And now they're coming back with bird flu. So you're doing a great job. We've got an hour left. I'm going to try to shut up. Give me the floor, Dr.
No, that's cool.
Martin. No. Start back over 20 minutes ago uninterrupted, which you went on great rabbit trails. Go after Paul, too, because I'm tired of playing games. It's clear he knows everything. He's acting like it's just Fauci or it's just a few guys. We got Redfield running scared. That's all positive one level. We know Paul knows this. Let's call him out. Why isn't he doing this? You're right. It's a limited hangout. But start back when you were in the history of the virus, what was being set up, what COVID really was, and you got the floor.
Yeah. So listen. We got to go back to 1965. The first time coronavirus was ever considered to be isolated was 1965. And the first thing we did with it in 1966 is we actually take it from the United States and we infect British people, British volunteers. It was the first time we actually figured out that you could actually take a pathogen from one part of the world and move it willfully to another part of the world to see if it could make people sick. So just to be abundantly clear, coronavirus has been in play as a biological weapon agent since 1966. And most people just have their mind melt when they say that, because the first time they heard about it, most people, the first time they heard about it was in 2019. But the fact of the matter is it's been around since 1966 as a biological weapon. But let's advance to 1990. In 1990, Pfizer filed its first patent. And by the way, you heard the date correctly. In 1990, Pfizer filed the first patent on a vaccine for coronavirus. Is it any wonder that Pfizer was in the game and knew that it was going to actually somehow mysteriously show up with a vaccine? Oh.
And they told Trump, we made it in 2 days.
Yeah. They had a patent in 1990.
Doc, you've got the floor. And I'm not going to interrupt you. Keep going.
No, it's all good. So you have this amazing thing where you say, hold on a minute. We've got a known agent that we know makes people sick, that's a problem. But now it gets to be a bigger problem, because in 1999, going into 2000, 2001, a very interesting problem happened, and that was that Ralph Baric figured out how to modify a component of the protein associated with coronavirus, and he actually made it into something that would target heart tissue. And Alex, it's important for us to actually say this, because in Kansas, in Texas, and soon to be in several of the states, there are a number of programs currently filing deceptive medical practices claims against Pfizer. And we need to be abundantly clear about the fact that this is actually something which is a good step, but it's an inadequate step because we need to go further than what we've done so far. Because what happened in 1999 is Ralph Baric's coronavirus modification and manipulation program took what used to be a respiratory and a gastrointestinal bug and turned it into something that would actually create cardiomyopathy in rabbits. And in 2002, that gave rise to the patent that was filed called the Infectious Replication Defective Clone of Coronavirus. Now, infectious replication defective, what on earth does that mean? That means that we're going to take an attribute associated with our model of the virus, and we're going to take that attribute and we're going to weaponize it. And we're going to weaponize it in a very precise way. We're going to amplify the ability for it to interact with a cell, to target a cell, and to actually harm the organism. But replication defective means we actually don't want it to act like a virus where it goes into the cell, multiplies, and then goes out. What we want to do is we want to use the technology associated with the protein to achieve an outcome. And in 1999, going into 2002, the world knew that the thing that had been modified was actually modified so that it would inflame the cardiovascular system. And I don't know how to explain this in a way that anybody can quite wrap their head around, but when Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson all said, oh my gosh, we're surprised by the heart disease. We're surprised by the sudden cardiac death. We're surprised by the inflammation of the cell linings of the vascular system. We're surprised by the clot formations. Not a single one of those statements was true. No one was surprised. This was published data between 1999 and 2002. So we need to be extremely clear on this. This nonsense that somehow or another Pfizer was the victim of an unintended consequence is absolute BS. They knew it was going to hit the human heart. They knew it was going to hit the vascular system. They knew there were going to be clots, and all of this was published in 2008.
And let me just back you up again.
No worries.
Because, and digress back to where you were, but I'm digressing. Remember October 2020, the CDC and the FDA puts out a document predicting bad reactions, adverse reactions that predict the myocarditis, blood clots, strokes.
Yep.
So why do they, I guess they brag? I mean, what is that?
They did. They bragged.
It's insane.
This was this expediency argument that says, well, a few people are going to suffer, a few people are going to die, but it's all in the interest of public health. So as long as it's not your mom.
That was about getting their own employees when this happened to leave us for the greater good.
And this is, we're going to go ahead and kill
people. One time about 15 years ago, I was on the hike and bike trail, just quick story. And I was like hiking 5-6 miles and I came up and the guy told me his name when I wrote it down when I got in my car, and he was the head of the Texas Health Department.
Yep.
And he said, Alex, you're right about the shots. They are hurting some people, but we've decided it's for the greater good. It helps more than it hurts, which he knows is not true. He told me his name. I pulled his name up in the car on my phone and looked, he was the head of the health department.
Yeah.
So the state head health department, he was telling me the same thing. This is their cult.
Yeah. And they are okay with the necessary deaths. Remember, and Bill Gates's number is 800 million, right? 800 million. Like, Hitler couldn't have fantasized that number.
Yeah, Hitler was a lightweight.
My gosh. You know, you sit there going, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, you know, Mao, put them all together, and they're freaking not even in the farm team, right? That's not major league. What we're talking about is major league. But what's critical to understand is that we knew not only that this was going to harm and kill people, but we also knew that in 2010, when mysteriously a venture capitalist and a guy who is actually part of the National Science Foundation's research program called Darwinian Chemical Systems.
Ha ha!
I love that you laugh, because I laughed.
They're telling you right there.
Darwinian Chemical Systems. And people go, well, what's Darwinian Chemical Systems, Dave? Well, the answer is really simple. For 10 years, the National Science Foundation, starting in 2000, going to 2010, wanted to figure out if you could introduce mRNA into a cell and get the cell to write into the genome of the host cell. And it turns out that 10 years in, they succeeded. And you know what they called the company that they formed? Oh, that's right. Moderna. Modified RNA. Moderna. They told you what this was. And they didn't tell you.
So listen. I'm going to stop you again.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're doing an incredible job, doctor. You're the best at this. For, like, scientists that watch, they totally get you. But for the general public, do me a favor. Quantify, then, what the end game is, the master plan, then go back into the technicals.
Master plan is simple. Three-quarters of the world's population are unnecessary and to be shoved off the planet.
So it's being done now.
The great news is it's happening. We actually have watched World War III, and let's get really clear.
You're right. We're in World War III.
It's already happening.
We're in the middle of a bioweapon war.
We're sitting there waiting for the kinetics. We don't understand that this
war. A smart war isn't nuclear. It's silent.
Not only is it not, let's think about the.
And you set up a medical system that makes money while you kill people.
My gosh, you actually have pediatricians that were actually financially incentivized to get a percentage of their children injected. And we know that in 2018, we know that the pseudouridine that was put in the shot, yes, big word, just stay with me. The thing that was put in the shot to stabilize the mRNA, the thing that was modified, was published to be lethal in every single use it had ever been put in.
So they're doing a beta test.
We knew we were going straight to humans to kill them.
Am I wrong to say, though, this is the beta test to see if they get away with something bigger?
There's no question. And the great news is you and I, and a bunch of people who are in the community that's watching this, presented a little bit of a steep.
That was my next question. How's it going for them?
Sucks. You know, and it's great. I listened to you, Alex, a couple times in the last week or two, and I just want to stop for a moment. Alex has to say this because nobody else does, so I'm going to say it for him. When he talks about the fact that this is a war, and he's talking about the importance of InfoWars, and he's talking about the importance of keeping this thing going as long as we can, I want to be abundantly clear. This is David Martin speaking as a totally unpaid spokesperson. I happen to just care about this. But I don't think we understand that we are no different right now than the French Resistance was when Europe was occupied. We have to see this as a war. We cannot sit here and pretend that somehow or another we're going to sit there and go, well, you know, somebody else is going to solve the problem. You are going to solve the problem. And having a venue like this, let's be really clear, because people like me, I can't be on Bloomberg and CNBC where I used to be. I can't be there anymore because what I say will go in the
face. And I should see you on there.
Of course, that's where I used to live. But here's the problem, people. It's one thing for Alex to say, hey, pray for this organization and support it. But I'm going to be David Martin saying that without Alex, without the amazing work of people like, you know, Russell Brand and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and others who are actually out there trying to keep a conversation going. If we didn't have these conversations in these venues, we have lost the war before we ever started. Think about this, and Alex didn't tell me to say this, but I'm saying it to you. I want you to really think about this. George Washington, Valley Forge, middle of the winter. Okay? Terrible time to be at war. Terrible time to be suffering because you realize that this thing that was supposed to be a revolutionary war that you thought was going to be over.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Team Humanity!
Team Humanity!
Team Humanity!
Team Humanity!
Team Humanity!
Team Humanity!
Are you gonna let them brainwash and take your children? The answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalist. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
Thank you. about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We have lost the war before we ever started. Think about this, and Alex didn't tell me to say this, but I'm saying it to you. I want you to really think about this. George Washington, Valley Forge, middle of the winter. Okay? Terrible time to be at war. Terrible time to be suffering, because you realize that this thing that was supposed to be a revolutionary war that you thought was going to be over after Lexington and Concord, turns out it's going to be a hard slog. You're going to be at this thing for 10 years. And a lot of people were freezing in tents in Valley Forge. And a lot of people didn't have boots. And a lot of people didn't have enough ammunition. And a lot of people were sitting there going, well, why are some people staying in Philadelphia in warm houses while I'm freezing my ass off in the middle of Pennsylvania? This is the moment. This is our Valley Forge. This is our Valley Forge. This is when it stops being fun. It stops being fun to actually be on the side of the people who are rah-rah and, you know, go march and have a sign and protest and whatever else. This is when it gets hard, because this is the Valley Forge winter. This is when we are faced all across the world with this story that, well, COVID's kind of over, and yeah, the H5N2 bird flu might come up, but it's, you know, it's not going to be as bad as COVID. No, this is the Valley Forge, and we've got a long campaign in front of us.
This is the time for winter soldiers.
That's exactly right. So when Alex says pray for this organization, when Alex says go online and make sure that you help financially support this organization, he's not saying that because Alex wants to succeed as a person. Alex knows that without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So let's be really clear. I couldn't be in this studio. I couldn't have an amazing technical team that's making this happen. I couldn't have Alex sitting here next to me. I couldn't have any of this material getting into your hands if it weren't for the fact that some of you have already supported this. But remember that this is your job now, because the information's out there. That's not the problem. Rand Paul knows the facts. Right? The House Select Committee.
It's actually, I've seen you for a year call him out. It's sad. But I can't be a traitor by being nice to him. He knows he's bought off.
Exactly. But this is why I'm saying, think when Alex tells you to support InfoWars, I'm telling you, do it, because this is when, are you ready for this? This is when the Benedict Arnolds happen. Remember what happened at Valley Forge. And this is the part of history we don't like to tell. But if we had actually had a Continental Congress that actually supported the campaign, really supported the campaign, like actually said, yes, we're going to make sure our troops have shoes. We're going to make sure our troops have bullets.
Washington gave everything up to fund it.
Exactly right. If we didn't have those people, then we wouldn't have had the traitors that ultimately made the battle last longer. Had we done the right thing as patriots, we would have actually shortened the period of conflict. And that's exactly what we need to be doing
right now. So, Rand Paul's Benedict Arnold.
That's exactly right.
And I hate to say that. I've known him since he was in college, and his dad ran again in 96. I had him on. But he knows all this.
He does. And so does the House Select Committee. Let's be abundantly clear. If you don't know the information I'm presenting, it's because you actually don't have a computer, you don't have anybody who's on social media, and you don't have a phone. Because it turns out that the material that I'm sharing right now today is material that has been shared at the European Union Parliament times how many billion views now?
By you.
Who knows? No. Right? But this material has been out. So if you don't know it, it's willful ignorance now. It's willful ignorance. And I know that they all know it. But if we go back to the crime.
Yeah, starting over. I've interrupted a lot. I mean, this is it's on record. They made it. I know you show the documents, which in financial forms, they had COVID-19 on the shelf years before.
Absolutely. Everything is known and knowable. This is not news. But what we actually have, and this is where it gets a little subtle, and this is where I've encouraged very courageous people, and I'm going to call out a couple people who I know are actually people who are working really hard to do the best they can do. But I will tell you, there are a number of attorneys general, there are a number of surgeon generals across the country, you know, people like Lepeto in Florida, people like Ken Paxton here in Texas, people like Raul Labrador.
And they're all under attack.
These are people who are absolutely attacked, but they are the ones who are actually holding the first vanguard positions we need to hold to actually allow us to say that we, the people, can start taking some territory. And that's why I'm going to come back to the Ninth Circuit, because the Ninth Circuit is the first time, courtesy of George Wentz and his legal team at Davalier, courtesy of the Health Freedom Defense Fund and Leslie Manoukian, courtesy of all of the L.A. Unified School District teachers who had the courage to stand up when nobody was standing up, courtesy of that, we had the Ninth Circuit Court issue a majority opinion that said that the Jacobson ruling, little bit of history, Jacobson, 1905, the Supreme Court ruling that the public health system has been using to defend vaccinations, the Ninth Circuit Court just held a week and a half ago that Jacobson does not apply, and there's another Supreme Court decision, which is called Cruzan, that does apply. And let me unpack it, because it's important for us to unpack this. Jacobson said that if you don't take a shot for smallpox, you can be fined $20 or $5 or whatever it is. That's what that case was about. It never was about justifying compulsory vaccinations. And everybody who tells you that Jacobson justifies compulsory vaccinations is actually not even reading the case. It does not. What Jacobson did say was a public health interest is to stop the transmission of a pathogen. That's true. That was said by Oliver Wendell Holmes, Supreme Court Justice, in that case. But here comes a kicker. Alex, you'll remember somewhere back in the freaking drivel of the last hour and a half, you'll remember I said this was an infectious replication defective coronavirus, which means transmission not only was not possible to be stopped by the injection, transmission wasn't happening. Kind of important.
So they put a dud out on purpose just to create fear.
Absolutely. And so what you have is a situation where, yes, people have spike protein fragments, some of them from the shot, some of them from the tests that were done. How many people lined up and got nasal swabs shoved up their nose? How many of you know that DARPA funded a company that, are you ready for this? Infects nasal swabs.
Incredible.
You can't make this up.
I remember you like 3 years ago saying they're going to sell your DNA and they're going to point,
exactly,
and it came out.
Right. Exactly.
You called it.
And so we're in a situation where when you get to the 2018, and I do want to give you all some beautiful information, because we're going to get to the hopeful side of this in a second, but we're going to get to the bad news first. And the bad news first is in 2014, when that gain of function moratorium was authorized to be waived by the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the pathogen that they were working on was the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1 spike protein. In 2016, they said it was poised for human emergence. And in 2018 and 2019, a very bizarre thing happened. The United States government reclaimed the patent from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the Department of Health and Human Services at the National Institutes of Health took that UNC Chapel Hill patent on infectious replication defective coronavirus and reclaimed title and interest to it. And 4 months later, in April of 2019, Moderna amended four patent applications in which they made the following statement. After an accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen. You know the word that bothers me in that sentence? Release. Does that sound like leak? Does that sound like accident?
No, release.
No, it says release. This was not about an oops, a bat got away, or oops, a wet market thing happened. This was Moderna amending four patent filings in April of 2019. Then, in September 18th of 2019, we have the addition of the lethal respiratory pathogen that's going to be accidentally or intentionally released. That's September 18th. One day later, September 19th, 2019, President Trump is handed an executive order, which unfortunately was him signing an executive order, which is the coup d'etat that overthrew him. And I wish I didn't have to say that, but it happens to be true. Because what he did when he signed the executive order on September 19th, 2019, is he actually put in motion the events that would lead to the cascade of the pandemic, and it was the pandemic that was used as the cover operation to overthrow the democracy of the United States. There is no question that this had nothing to do with public health. This had everything to do with Anthony Fauci announcing that he was going to do a coup. He actually executed the coup, and here's our problem collectively. We're waiting for a despot in Colombia or in Panama to show up with fatigues and actually have a violent interaction. We wouldn't recognize a coup in the 21st century if it happened right in front of our
face. Exactly. We're looking for Hitler. No, exactly. It comes via medical suit.
Exactly. We have no idea that it's dancing nurses and it's doctors that are on camera.
And PR.
And it's PR firms and it's Fors Marsh developing the language.
So let me ask you this. If it's not going well for them,
yep,
and they still try to do monkeypox and Marburg.
Yeah, monkeypox was a real hit.
And then now the bird flu. What are they going to pull next when their program isn't working for them and the whole world's awakening?
Yeah, well, I think I might have spoiled a little bit of the H5N2 thing because I made the observation and I wasn't supposed to say this out loud, but it turns out we were told that the guy in Mexico had H5N2, which had never been seen before in humans. That's what they told us, except for a 2016 patent in which H5N2 was not only seen, but it was part of a patent. And worse than that, it was sold to the people who got the patent from BEI Resources. Alex, you know what you've never heard of? BEI Resources. You know why you've never heard of it? Because we don't want to admit it exists. But back in the early part of the 1900s, the Rockefeller Foundation set up a thing called BEI Resources. And guess what that is? That's the shopping center. That's the Walmart of biological weapons, owned by NIAID. Lo and behold, the patent actually makes reference to the fact that H5N2 was purchased from BEI Resources. This is the "we never saw it anywhere before" a guy in Mexico who happened to now be, what, overweight, diabetic? What else was he?
Well, now Mexico admits he didn't have it. He's a fake PCR test. So what are they going to do now that their whole plan's exposed?
Well, what's going to happen and what is happening is that the conversations like this are happening such that we are preempting the plan before it can even be enabled. And this is the part
that
I love about this.
Their UN treaty didn't go through?
We knew, by the way, that around Memorial Day we were going to have the UN treaty signed. Guess what? We scuttled it. And we scuttled it. This is the point. I want you to look at me, and I'm looking at you, right? This is an amazing moment. You and I don't have the billions of dollars of PR. We don't have the support of all of the ad agencies and all the info control of the agencies and all of the multilateral organizations. We're two guys who put our pants on one leg at a time, I think. I don't know if you levitate.
I do.
I actually do mine one leg at a time. But we are actually two people, and we're the ones that stopped them. I love this, right?
Oh, it's historical. I know, it's true.
How amazing it is that with none of the resources, none of the incumbent power that people think is in control, they couldn't win over the voices of a crazy bow tie wearing guy in the European Union Parliament, of a crazy guy sitting in Austin, Texas, fighting the battle to make sure truth is heard. They couldn't win over what we're doing.
No, I agree. So we're winning, but you're a smart guy. They're going to throw curveballs. How does the empire strike back?
Well, cool thing is, all of us need to recognize that we need to actually make sure that we stop celebrating the wins that aren't wins. I want to be really, really clear. The House Select Committee on COVID investigation is not a win. On X, on Facebook, on social media, on whatever platform you use, don't celebrate the lesser of evils. We're not there. And we're not going to win if we celebrate things that should not be celebrated.
And by the way, speak to Spars, because obviously that's a battle plan. It's the tweets are the same, everything. It says 2025, 2028, it's 2020, 2024. It's a battle plan so they can carry the code around. Tell me if you disagree. General Flynn's agrees, looked at it. So in that, they even talk about 3 years in, the world awakens. They use that to discredit government, collapse society. But if we just jumped right to the globalists instead of having a civil war, if we focus our anger at them, they lose. They think they're going to focus all this anger on each other.
Yeah. Well, and this is the piece that...
But it shows how sick they are. Like it's right there.
Absolutely. And they've done it, and they've done it over and over again. But, here's the thing. After all this time, Alex, and I told you, I started this nonsense in 1999. So of all people, I have the worst batting average of any human being. 25 years at the plate, still haven't connected all the way, right? So I could look at it and go, well, that makes Dave Martin a failure.
You've totally connected.
Here's the thing. The thing that I'm going to say is we have the ability right now to actually do something that we haven't done before. And I'm going to start with a comment that I've made many times. Alex, do you and I agree on everything?
Well, I agree with all, you've taught me a lot. I agree with you.
Yeah, but here's,
I don't know your personal views, but
the great news is we don't have to.
We agree on not having bioweapons attacks.
We can actually say that the perspectives you have and the perspectives I have are worth putting in front of people to consider. That's what we agree on.
Yes.
At the end of the day, that's what we agree on. And we can have disagreement. We can have honest disagreement. We can have conversations, and we can treat each other with humanity.
But that's the thing.
All of them wanted is to stop that.
Yeah, exactly. But what about this? The criminals do such outlandish stuff, like you said at the start of the talk, that we're normal people. Just want to go home and be nice. We think we project our own decency on them. But if you study sociopaths and psychopaths, and you study medical tyranny, and we've caught them. Yeah. We just have to admit this is happening.
Right. And that's our big breakthrough. Our big breakthrough is to realize that when it was monkeypox, remember that we had the truck spill in Pennsylvania where allegedly a bunch of monkeys sent running around, and then all of a sudden we were supposed to have monkeypox? Tiny little problem. Most of us didn't go to a gay nightclub in Germany, allegedly, which is where allegedly people caught monkeypox. I know I didn't go to a gay nightclub in Germany. I'm pretty sure you didn't. I think you were here during that period.
And then Fauci brags on videos about hepatitis shots
Exactly right. We've done this over and over again. The difference between us the last 120 years and the difference between us today is that we have the ability to have conversations where this information is not shocking anymore. Tuskegee was shocking. The smallpox outbreaks were shocking. The way in which we used the public acceptance with things like tetanus and ultimately things with pneumonia and other things to accept the overuse of antibiotics. These are all things that were done where we were told there was a problem, we were told that the government was the solution, and we were told that if we only listen to the government, we're somehow going to be better off. Well, guess what? That model for 120 years has failed.
It's over. So people are awake now. They don't know exactly what's going on, but they're awake. What do we do versus what the establishment's going to pull?
Well, the great news is we start working together. Guess what I just did a couple minutes ago? What I did a couple minutes ago is I promoted Alex and the show and InfoWars and this team, and I did it without asking for anything. We start depositing goodwill. Start depositing goodwill all over the place. We actually have the ability right now to actually change our behavior. Start living and treating each other with decency. Start doing things where the community and the humanity that we actually manifest is something that people look at and go, I want more of that, more than I want the fear, more than I want the tyranny, more than I want the control. Because it turns out that the only way the globalists win is if you give in to fear. That is the only way they win. They cannot win without fear. They wouldn't know love if it bit them in the ass.
No, I totally agree. So in the time we have left, and you've been gracious to be here, and I want you to host now as long as you can go, but just I've asked a lot of questions. Great rabbit trails. Let's start over. Because we're reaching millions of people right now. We're going to cut this up. We'll reach tens of millions more. And Tucker's got to get you on, and so does Joe Rogan. And I'm going to call them both and tell them they got to get you on. Quantifying, where would they have gone if we didn't get in their way? What's the next move? Other key details of this? Who are the main players from your research? Who is the most guilty?
Well, with Davalier Law Group, with the Health Freedom Defense Fund, with a couple others, we got masks off planes a year and a half before they were supposed to. And that was probably four or five people that got masks off planes around
Explain
the world.
That.
Right, because that case was not supposed to succeed. But the entire team at Davalier, the Health Freedom Defense Fund, got together and said, we're going to take masks off planes, and we won in Florida, and that meant we won in the entire world. So every time you fly without a face mask, it's because five Americans stood up and said no. Five.
So the point is believe in yourself.
Absolutely. Because it turns out that their system is a system that relies on the presumption that the all-powerful man behind the curtain is all-powerful. But guess what? He isn't. All you have to do is call him out for his fraud. When it comes to H5N2, which was supposed to be the bird flu that we were all supposed to catch so that we all shut up about the World Health Organization as a criminal organization, which was set up as a criminal organization in the 1950s to take over the world, it turns out that if we actually call them out on the fact that they were a criminal organization and they continue to be a criminal organization, newsflash, the World Health Organization doesn't have the power it had. They were going to run the entire treaty through, and in May, we were going to lose our civility. We were going to lose our decency. We were going to lose being individual sovereign nations and civilians inside of those nations that had any rights. We were going to lose it all, and they lost. And they lost because people like us had the better conversation. We can get in front of every single one of these campaigns. We can get in front of every one of these problems, and all we have to do is not fall for the notion that somehow or another the all-powerful other is sitting there and we are incompetent and impotent to deal with the all-powerful other. Because it turns out they are not all-powerful, and they are not even the other. They are an anonymous group of self-serving psychopaths who have decided that they're going to do whatever they can to take over the world. And where do we go after this? Well, it's very simple. Right now, our job between now and 2028 is what I like to refer to as the Armada of Arks strategy. In our history, we have a conversation around Noah and an ark that saved Noah's family and saved two of every kind of animal that crawled around and walked around and everything else. And then seven of all the unclean animals, seven pairs of all the unclean animals, or all the clean animals. Listen, that's a great story, except it misses the point. We need to actually create a system where it's an armada of arcs. We don't need to save the couple of us that are authorized to live. That's how the globalists think. That's how the incumbent power systems think. They actually want to have their houses. They want to have their tunnels. They want to have their escape boats. They want to have everything else. We need to actually be building the armada of arcs so that humanity makes this transition. Not a few authorized people make it. We need to make it. So what does that mean? That means start thinking about what it means, how you treat your neighbor, how you treat people who are actually in your ecosystem, how you redefine what the parable was when Jesus talked about the Good Samaritan. How do you redefine your role in the world? Because here's the problem. The minute you can actually find out that, you know what, at my table, I always have extra chairs. You know why? Because somebody might come by. Alex has an extra chair here in case I come to Austin. That's the way we need to start acting. We will prevail the minute we start having inside of our behavior.
And as you said, you have to admit you're in a war.
Exactly right.
And so getting back to this, because there's so many technicals, I interrupted you like 20 times. For people that understand, say it again, where were they going to take us if we fully bought this? How do you expect the enemy to strike back?
Well, they were going to kill us, and most of us didn't bend the knee. Remember that a third of the people fell for it, a third of the people were coerced, and a third of the people said no.
And now 4% uptake.
That's exactly right. So the good news is, not only did they blow up the strategy of how they were going to take over the world, but they destroyed the mechanism whereby they were going to do it. Here's another thing they did, and this is equally important. They told us that we were going to have solar flares in 2022. Remember that? We're going to have all these solar flares, going to take out our communication system, going to take out everything else. And they were relying on an old story of the Harrington effect. The Harrington effect was this giant EMP that was attributed to a solar flare that took out the electrical grid in the 1800s. Well, it turns out that they wanted to do the same thing to take down our banking system. And so they told us that we were going to have all these electromagnetic.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well drillers, so we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Disruptions and interruptions, and guess what happened? A bunch of you went and got cash. Kind of sucks when you're not relying on digital currency, when you actually have a secure way of making transactions with goods and silvers and with cash. It turns out that we didn't fall for it.
So they'll only make this move.
Every single one of these is an intentional act to say they're going to try to get you to live off of your cell phone and your computer. And my recommendation is very simple. Don't.
Exactly. Don't. So if we become dependent, they got full control. So you said it. They got their escape boats, the bunkers they're building. A real elite, a real aristocratic elite would build up humanity because they're going to be in control of it and would want a powerful society. But instead, they're such jerks. They want to hurt people because they have such a low view of themselves. They're projecting it. And so it's ridiculous. I mean, take Zuckerberg. I'm no military expert, but I know everybody in Hawaii and Kauai hates him. Yeah. If hell goes down, everybody's going to his house. Doesn't matter how many troops he's got, how many robots. That's a grave he's built. It's not a threat. It's an obvious thing. They're all waiting for stuff, the power to go off. The first place they go is there. They see him as the devil. Why would they think bunkers are going to protect them?
Well, I think that they genuinely thought, and by the way, tragically, I did a show, I don't know, a couple years ago where I brought up this 800 million number, and it was just simple math. All I did was actually do Bill Gates's math for him. And when I said it, people go, oh, that's hyperbole. There's no way 800 million people are going to die. Well, maybe or maybe not. What I can say is very simple. What I know is that the incapacitation of about a third of the world's population is certain. That means that people are going to be sick, they're going to die, or they're going to be caregivers for people who are sick and dying. What that means is that an enormous amount of the world is going to be distracted over the next 3 to 5 years with cancers, with heart disease, with strokes, with disabilities, all because of the injection, all known to have been consequences of the injection when it was first built. We know that's going to happen. That's going to take a lot of people out. But that's a great point, which is, what was their game plan? And I'm going to tell you a quick story. Can I tell you a quick story? I was in Rwanda when the African Free Trade Agreement was being signed. And I was with Paul Kagame, who is absolute, you know, there's a whole nother story about him and the genocide that he was involved in Rwanda during the conflict. But I was actually watching, and I got uninvited to ever come back for making the following observation. Bill Gates had decided to go to Rwanda, the Rwanda-Uganda border, and he decided that he wanted to see the giant gorillas that are in the jungles in Rwanda and in the Uganda border. But he didn't like to have, inconveniently, these Africans that were in the picture. So what he did was he made it so that only if you paid $10,000 and you had an official escort could you even go to the place where the gorillas existed. He literally created a rule that he got Kagame to go off on, which was actually to say, we're going to go ahead and make this only the playground for the uber wealthy. So you helicopter in, conveniently, you don't have any locals to get in the way because they don't have $10,000 to actually put in their pockets. And when I called the president, Paul Kagame, out on the fact that he had let Bill Gates rob Rwandan citizens of their own natural resource, their access to the forest, their access to gorillas, their access to the ecosystem that they've had for tens of thousands of years, I was told that I was anti-Rwanda and anti-development. Well, it turns out that's their worldview. Their worldview is...
I was about to say, they revel in taking things away from people.
Exactly. And so the great news is, don't let them. Remember that we only can be deprived of what we're willing to give.
No, I agree. So going back to this, Dr. Martin, you're a really smart guy. If they're in big trouble and all this is happening, what do you expect them to do next?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to already do what's in play right now, which is they're going to try to increase the electoral version of the hijack that happened in 2016 and again in 2020. We're going to see a massive amount of voter fraud happening through the form of early voting, electronic voting, illegal immigrant voting. We're going to have every version of corruption of the democratic process as we come into November.
The kitchen sink.
We're going to have everything thrown at us. This is a world in which what I would advise people as they vote, and I would advise communities to, as a community, put together visual surveillance of programs where you actually have people who photograph. Are you ready for this? Photograph how you voted. You didn't have to do that before, because it used to be that a vote was a vote. But now we have plenty of evidence that says you could push a button 10,000 times and a signal could go to Spain, or it could go to Italy, or it could go anywhere else, and it'd be converted into anything it wants to be so that a foregone conclusion happens. We need to actually think right now about how we make sure election
is... Well, that's right. A lot of people say, well, if it's all rigged, give up. No. By engaging it, we expose it.
Think about it. Expose it. Be part of the solution. And then recognize that as you move into the next, now, 6 to 9 months, which is when we're going to watch a whole bunch of desperation happen, what I would highly advise, and I've advised this everywhere I go, Get used to using cash and make sure you have a lot of it on hand.
Absolutely.
Why? Because your behavior will not be modifiable if electronic participation in the economy.
People need water filtration, food.
That's exactly right.
Cash. So let me ask you this. Pulling back from this, because I want to be honest. My integrity is everything. I don't care about going to Detroit and being with J.B. Vance and Trump and all that. Great. I followed it. Trump was for all the therapeutics. He believed in science. They already had this plan. They gave it to him. He got conned. He won't come out and admit he's wrong. I'm mad at him about that. But I gut level think Trump doesn't understand all this, just like Ronald Reagan. I'm not trying to give him a pass. They obviously hate him. Am I wrong? Because Rand Paul's smart. He knows. He's been sent the documents. He won't say it. So I'm mad at him. Am I wrong to say that Trump is in over his depth on this?
So I'm going to say the following. Donald Trump signed on September 19th, 2019, a executive order that he did not know what he was signing. I absolutely know that to be the case. And I know that he had no idea what a DNA-based vaccine platform was. So I know that President Trump did not know what was the substance of that order, and he didn't know the motivation. He didn't know that at the time that that was put in front of him by the Department of Health and Human Services, he didn't know that Alex Azar was under criminal investigation for antitrust violations in Mexico for price-fixing diabetes medications for the poor people in Mexico. Trump didn't know that at the time. What I can also tell you is that Trump did know that Dr. Zev Zelenko and others who actually had treatments that he wound up using for his own benefit.
And that's why I say he's good. He believes that he would just promote everything.
Absolutely. And what he was doing was saying, hey, it's a national crisis. Let's respond. Let's do the right thing.
And he believed in the medical system.
No question. And he did the right thing. But here's the problem. What happened was several of the largest donors that actually had a personal interest in Moderna's stock happened to also be large donors to the Trump campaign.
That's right.
And I hate to say it.
No, it's true.
He, good old-fashioned 30 pieces of silver, you sell
and his
gold.
Strength is his weakness.
Exactly right.
They can't bully him. He won't bow to them, but he won't bow to me.
Exactly.
He won't admit he's wrong.
No, and listen.
That's the paradox.
And I agree. And here, and what I would say is this. President Trump could easily say that he was conned, that he did not.
I've told him this in person. So what should
we're,
say?
We're talk, on the same page.
Maybe he's ready now. I told him this a year ago. Talk to him right now. Trump, they're going to set you up for this. We know you're not behind it. He's already stopped promoting it, thank God, but he didn't do the lockdowns. We get it. We know. They hate you. We get it. But what would you say to Trump right now?
Well, I would say that Operation Warp Speed, without his knowledge, was actually signing the death warrant for a number of individuals who happened to be American citizens, who happened to be people that you swore an oath to protect. And the fact of the matter is, that was never disclosed. Anthony Fauci, Deborah Birx, CDC, FDA lied. And as a result of their deception, the actions that you took in the interest of saving the country wound up harming U.S. citizens. And the job that we have now is actually not to sit there and point the finger and blame who did it or who didn't do it. What we have to do right now is we have to say the executive order that gets signed on the day you become president, the executive order that is signed is the absolute erasure of the pharmaceutical liability shields that are in place for vaccine manufacturers. Because if we want this thing to end, we really want this thing to end, what will happen is companies will be responsible for the products that they make. Period.
And then they'll stop. And then they'll stop.
The minute Pfizer and the minute Moderna have fiscal and civil and criminal liability for the things that they actually are producing, guess how many pandemics we're going to have?
Not a lot.
None. We will not have a pandemic.
So Doc, in closing, and I really appreciate your time, spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever time you've got on.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. To keep my broadcast on air, it is more critical than ever that you support our sponsors. And many of the great products that have been available for years at InfoWarsStore.com are no longer available there. They're exclusively available at DrJonesNaturals.com. The URL is below on screen. All of the patented nano silver products like the toothpaste and the wound gel and the immune gargle are there at DrJonesNaturals.com. And many other amazing products like a super high quality organic multivitamin, next level foundational energy, CavaChill, Rocket Rest, Top Brain, the list goes on and on. Please visit DrJonesNaturals.com today or visit the link below and support the broadcast while getting amazing products at the same time. Thank you so much for your past support, and I'm encouraging you now to go to DrJonesNaturals.com. It's critical to keeping my broadcast on the air, plus their amazing products. Thank you for your support. Now please take action by going to DrJonesNaturals.com today and checking out the amazing products.
On where we are, because you've been dead on about this, how they go to your website, how they find out more, and what we can do to stop this, and other tidbits of all these slides and all these documents, because it's horrible they've killed tens of millions of people, but it's also very positive that they've bit off more than they can chew. Humanity's really waking up fast, but also don't want to be overconfident with our enemies of what they may pull.
Well, and they'll try a number of things, but they played all of their hand. And here's the part that people have to understand.
You're saying they're out of bullets.
They're out of bullets. They are out of bullets. They wanted to make sure we got vaccine passports. They wanted to make sure that the World Health Organization came along and suspended all of our civil liberties for the rest of time. They wanted to do a number of things, and what happened was the World Economic Forum failed. Klaus Schwab got tired and now is stepping down. The actors know, they know that they failed. We have, yeah, Melinda Gates has actually realized that the foundation, the Gates Foundation, was actually a giant, giant ruse that was done as nothing more than the setup for laundering the antitrust monopoly felony crimes that her husband had done back when Janet Reno settled with Microsoft. We know those things. And we know that the entire establishment, whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz, we know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. They thought that by making sure that we never showed up on mainstream media, that nobody would ever hear our voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations when you consider political donations, when you consider political action, when you consider endorsing anyone for any position of leadership, from a school board to a city council to a county council to a Congress seat to a senator to a president. In every single moment, make sure that you are articulating the fact that we, the people, have the power. We have power to actually change the trajectory that we're on. We have the power to make sure that the people who actually acted with impunity no longer can do that. And remember that things like the conversations I had just a few days ago with Maria Z and others, these conversations where I actually introduced the idea that there are 68 scheduled toxins prepared for release, these are conversations that make the likelihood of pandemic not happen. The fact that on multiple occasions, we've talked about the fact that we're going to have a kinetic war where we're going to look at the formation and the creation of EMPs, electromagnetic pulses, where we're going to try to create the theater of taking out critical communications infrastructure so that the public actually has to accept digital currencies, CBDCs, all kinds of other behavior modification technologies. Every one of these things, what we need to do is we need to have enough of us talking about it so that it can't be a surprise, because fear can only come if you're surprised. If you've anticipated it, it's not fear. If you've anticipated, you can be prepared. You can be ready. They cannot knock you off your game if you know all of their game. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support every one of the voices that are actually out there making sure that this information continues to stay front and center. And like I said at the middle of this interview, we're in Valley Forge. This is the middle of the beginning phase of the campaign. The best of America is in front of us. The best of America and the best of the world is in front of us. We, the people, spent 120 years getting lazy, getting complacent, and getting indifferent to the power grabs that took place beginning in 1898, again in 1904, then again in 1913, and certainly by 1933, 1934.
Exactly.
Every one of these things was a takeover. We let it happen. We, the people, can say no.
That's right, because the alternative is total enslavement.
Absolutely.
But the good news is we have the initiative now. All the top talk show hosts, you reach millions a day. All the top people are talking about liberty. Humans are hungry for liberty. We can win this thing.
That's exactly right.
But we can't lie to ourselves about what we're up against.
That's exactly right. And once again, this is World War III. That's not hyperbole. It just comes in a different form. So we need to understand we are at war. We are at war for the first time, not with a nation state actor. It's not whose flag is above it, because I'll tell you what, there's some great Chinese people and there's some terrible Chinese people. There's some great Americans. There's some terrible Americans. There's some great Germans.
It's spiritual.
There are tons of people. This is actually a war on a different playing field.
Good versus evil.
We have to understand it. We have to take it seriously. And most of all, we have to have the audacity of waking up every day. And I'm going to make sure you all hear me say this. Every day, wake up realizing that you've been given a gift of another day. That's a gift. And no one can take from you what is not yours to give. This is not your life. It's not Alex's life. It's not my life. We are here for the purpose that we were created for. And we will serve that purpose until the last day that we're here. So don't worry. They can't take what you don't give them. So don't give them anything. Preserve your position with your purpose.
That's right. Stop being scared of them and step into God's office.
Exactly right. It's exactly right.
God's made us an office. We've got a mission.
That's exactly right.
So follow God instead of Satan. So in closing, how do people follow your information? How do they find it?
Dr. D. Martin World on X, davidmartin.world, and fullylive.world are the websites where we try to keep our content up. And believe it or not, we still have a YouTube channel that I think we only lost two videos on, so you can go to David Martin World on YouTube. If you want any of the historical stuff, all of the archive of all the butterflies of the week, which were where we put all this information starting in March of 2020, every single one of those is still up with the exception, I think, of two. So make sure you have a look at it. And I'll tell you, Alex, the only way I ever want to do these interviews is sitting next to you.
Well,
I absolutely love the fact that we could do this spontaneously.
I appreciate you coming here, because
amazing, and I'm super grateful,
because we got maybe another 2 months. Maybe we stay open, but it's they're closing in. I don't take that as a thing against me. It shows how desperate the system is. I mean, they've been desperate.
Yep. And the great news is, as I said before we came on air, you know, I find it fascinating that the people who actually advanced the narrative about getting the shot, advanced the fear mongering, advanced all of these horrific interventions at the beginning of the pandemic. Andrew Cuomo, who quite literally sent senior citizens to their death because he made sure that every hospital...
That was a question I had to forget. Yeah. What do you make of Burks and Redfield all running from a sinking ship?
Oh, well, listen, all you know is we're on the right ship, because they're leaving that ship and they're coming over to our conversation. Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor, who had all kinds of things to say about people not getting the shot. Guess what? He's now saying, hey, we shouldn't have gotten the shot. Listen, we're on the winning team, people. It's the best thing in the world. We're on the winning team. So act like it. Act like it. Put the jersey on. Suit up. Give somebody a high five that was on this team. Remember that we have already prevailed. History is on our side. It already is. And every one of the perpetrators is realizing that it is a sinking ship. They're trying to jump off of it. That means we have the winning team.
Well, let me ask you this in closing, because I only talked to you a few times on the phone and I got here. I know I've had buyout offers from them, and I've been threatened as well. I would imagine that's happened to you.
What
do you, it has?
Many times.
What do you do when they call up or threaten you?
You know, it's actually funny. Jesus had an interesting story that I've said many times in a lot of circles. We've actually never told the story right. We talk about the temptation in the desert with Jesus, but we actually never listen to the story because Jesus didn't have a problem with temptation. That wasn't his problem. He was actually teaching us how evil works. And what he did, interestingly enough, was he actually gave us the roadmap to smell out evil every
time.
Get
behind me, Satan.
What he said was that the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to try to reorder the natural order. That's what the devil always does, stones to bread. That's the first trick that they try, right? They're going to reorder the natural order. So what do? They offer you a thing which says, Alex, if you only do this, I'm going to actually do the following things for you, right? They try to reorder the natural order. They try to get you to change. The second thing that the devil did to Jesus is he took him up to the top of the temple and he said, jump off and get the angels to save you. Well, what was that about? That was about actually denying the natural order of behavior and relying on technology, in this case, angels, to save you, where he didn't need saving. Because what he had done was he had gone up to the top of the temple, he threw himself off. That's a dumb idea, so don't do that. And don't rely on technology to save you.
It was a dare. Failed, it was a dare.
Exactly. And when that failed, the devil said, bow down to me and I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. Well, here's a little tiny problem. You know, I never knew that when I was sitting in Brussels at the European Union Parliament, I never knew that that particular speech was going to be the speech. I didn't know it. As a matter of fact, my beautiful wife, Kim, got up early, about 2 o'clock in the morning, so she could hear me. And she called me right after I was done, and she goes, how do you think it went, Dave? And I said, well, I think it was one of the worst speeches I ever did. And she goes, just wait. I said, what do you mean, just wait? She said, I think it was perfect. I think it was just long enough that you delivered a lot of information, but just short enough that people will listen to all of it. I watched as that video went 100 million, 200 million, a billion. I never knew that that was going to be the video. But what I also know is I don't know whether something about this conversation is the thing. But what I do know is that we take every single opportunity we can take to make sure that I will never bow the knee and lose my identity, because my identity isn't mine. My identity was implanted in me when the first cells of my being were stitched together. My purpose was instilled in me the first moment
that sperm
that those
hit the
cells
egg.
Came together.
Boom.
My life is not mine. My life is in service to the mission that I was put here to do. And every single one of the temptations that people have ever made, every one of the threats, every one of those experiences comes down to a simple thing. You can't take from me what I can't give you. This wasn't mine, so you can't take it from me. My mission is not my mission. It is a mission in which I'm playing my role. And each one of us, if we actually take that position in our life, there is no temptation that's even interesting. Because the only thing that I live for, and I've said this so many times I can't count, is hearing the following words at the very last breath. Well done, good and faithful servant. I entrusted you with a little, and you...
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. David Martin founded MCAM in 1998. MCAM was hired by the U.S. government to civilianize military technologies so that they can be exported in accordance to the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, and to provide a mechanism where banks could get credit for intangible assets such as patents, copyrights, and trade secrets. This contract allowed David Martin the ability to witness criminal preparations years before 2020.
So my company was about civilianizing technology so that it could be exported. That got us into a bunch of places where we got to see biological and chemical weapons labs around the world. We are watching in real time as people file patents, as people get grants, as people do collaborations, as corporations get involved in illicit activities. In 1990, Pfizer filed the first patent on a vaccine for coronavirus. Going into 2000, 2001, a very interesting problem happened, and that was that Ralph Baric figured out how to modify a component of the protein associated with coronavirus, and he actually made it into something that would target heart tissue. The whole reason for SARS 1.0 and the whole reason for the anthrax attack was to get commercial liability protections at the cost of civil liberties.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The October 21, 2014 letter directed from NIAID, that's Anthony Fauci's program, to Sherry Settle. Sherry Settle at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, Ralph Baric's program administrator, was told that the gain of function studies that he was doing were actually subject to the gain of function moratorium. As your grant is currently funded, this pause is voluntary. This was published February 12, 2016. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. There is a very, very, very clear statement that says WIV1 is poised for human emergence. Alex, you want to guess what WIV1 is in 2016? It's the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1. That paper was published at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, not in Wuhan, China. And in 2018 and 2019, a very bizarre thing happened. The United States government reclaimed the patent from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the Department of Health and Human Services at the National Institutes of Health took that UNC Chapel Hill patent on infectious replication defective coronavirus and reclaimed title and interest to it. We changed the definition of an adverse event following vaccination in 2018 and 2019 so that legally there was no adverse event. If you got the shot and fell over dead, that was not an adverse event. They said on September 18th, 2019, that by September 20 of 2020, the world would accept a universal vaccine. They said that there was going to be an accidental or deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. They knew it was deadly. They knew it was going to kill people. The motivation was, we have a commercially interested group of sociopaths who want to make money while killing people. That's the bottom line. This is when it stops being fun. This is when it gets hard. This is the Valley Forge, and we've got a long campaign in front of us. What I would highly advise, and I've advised this everywhere I go, get used to using cash and make sure you have a lot of it on hand. And where do we go after this? Well, it's very simple. Start depositing goodwill all over the place. We actually have the ability right now to actually change our behavior. Start living and treating each other with decency. Start doing things where the community and the humanity that we actually manifest is something that people look at and go, I want more of that, more than I want the fear, more than I want the tyranny, more than I want the control. Because it turns out that the only way the globalists win is if you give in to fear. That is the only way they win. So don't worry. They can't take what you don't give them. So don't give them anything. We, the people, can say no.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, Kim.com is on the line, connected via audio Zoom. We'll be talking to him in 60 seconds. Stay with us. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. Follow him at Kim.com on X. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Kim.com, very iconic individual, entrepreneur, innovator, gamer, artist, internet, freedom fighter, and father of six, KIM.com, and on X at Kim.com. And he joins us right now to talk about the very dark hours we're in, with the West giving massive amounts of high-tech weaponry, and now Stoltenberg announcing last week they're going to put F-16s in different countries, so the Russians can't destroy them, and then attack Russia with the F-16s and German tornadoes. I mean, this is total escalation into war according to standard war doctrine. Here's some of the headlines. Russia warns the U.S. to brace for retaliation after Kremlin blamed Washington for missile attack that killed a bunch of kids and women and stuff at the beach. That is just some of the news that we've got on that front. You've also, in eastern Russia, got so-called Islamists, just like the Moscow attack a few months ago, going around attacking churches and synagogues. This is exactly what Jack Posobiec 6 months ago predicted what was coming next with asymmetrical warfare. So, Kim.com, thank you for joining us. Been following your work for more than a decade. and you know, more than a decade and seen all the crazy stuff you've been through. You're really an informative, smart guy. Now, what is your view on where the world is right now on the march towards thermal nuclear war?
Hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
I hear you great.
Fantastic. So I think the best way to start this conversation is for me to explain why we are where we are right now. I think most people don't understand the origin of this entire conflict between the US and Russia and China. So in 2007, Putin gave a speech at the Munich Security Conference. And this is basically where he started talking about a multipolar world, that the US hegemony is not the way of the future. And that upset the people, you know, in power in the US very much. Then we had the 2008 financial crisis, which was born out of this casino gambling of the banks, unregulated craziness that basically killed, you know, the global economy for a number of years. You guys will probably remember that. You know, it was a tough time. People couldn't go to the ATMs and pick up money. Banks had restrictions on how much money you could get. And that was a global financial crisis. And then Russia and China came together and said, we don't want the U.S. to have the stewardship of the global financial system anymore because they cannot be trusted. They allowed this gambling of the banks. They allowed for this massive trillions of dollars loss in the global economy. And they said, we need to do something about that. And that is when in 2009, BRICS was founded. BRICS is the brainchild of Vladimir Putin. That is his idea. And what they are basically saying in the foundation documents is we are going to start our own global financial system. And anyone who wants to be part of it can join us. And that is how BRICS started. And then it became clear that BRICS is going to de-dollarize global trade. What that means is they are not allowing the dollar to be the reserve currency of the world anymore, because that is really the power of the United States. As long as they can print money on the backs of other nations, you know, they can have these kinds of deficits. The U.S. can, you know, be in a position of power because they can just print a lot of money, and because they're the reserve currency that the whole world is using to trade, they are relatively safe and inflation is manageable. Now imagine what happens if, a lot of global trade shifts away from the dollar to a pool of different currencies. And this is what we're seeing now. The BRICS countries are coming together and are saying we're no longer going to use the US dollar. Russia started it, then China chimed in. And now Saudi Arabia went along with this, also joining BRICS, and says we're not having a petrodollar anymore. So oil being traded in dollar, it's now going to be a pool of currencies. And this is the Achilles heel of the United States, because now the US is so deeply indebted, $35 trillion in national debt, 30% of all taxes that are being collected by the U.S. government go into interest payments now. That money is not used for anything other than paying down the interest on debt, while the debt increases by $1 trillion every 3 months. The U.S. is financially completely, because all U.S. debt combined with all U.S. unfunded liabilities, meaning funding that the U.S. has to provide in the future, is already higher than all U.S. asset combined. So that means everything that Americans own, everything that U.S. businesses own, every piece of land, every piece of assets in the United States is valued at $207 trillion. But the combined debt and unfunded liability of the U.S. is already $316 trillion. It means the U.S. is already completely bankrupt. And when there is no more money printing, based on the reserve currency status that the U.S. has, it's going under. It's a complete economic collapse. And this is why they are fighting Russia and China in an approach to try and prevent this reserve currency shift from happening. I think when people understand this, they can now see that, of course, the war with Russia was completely provoked in Ukraine. They wanted this war. They needed this war to put pressure on Russia to back off from this plan of BRICS. And the same with China, the tariffs, you know, the aggressive action in Taiwan, again, trying to provoke them to go into a war with Taiwan. It's all about applying pressure to Russia and China and saying, back off, don't do this with BRICS, don't try and attack our reserve currency status. When once people understand that this is what this is all about, they can see where the world is heading, right? Because Russia and China are not going to back off. BRICS has been growing significantly. I think they now have over 90 countries that want to sign up to BRICS.
They have more than half the world's population. You're doing a great job breaking this down. Let me just say, what you're saying is on record true. It's not debatable. It's admitted. So here's my big question. You go back into what's happening. Why would the West, who's not that stupid, destroy the dollar reserve currency, walk right into Putin's trap, blow up the Nord Stream pipeline, start the war, do all this when I said years ago, you said years ago, this will drive people into BRICS. But we know the globalists don't control Russia and China, so why are the globalists walking right into the trap? Is it just hubris?
I don't think it's hubris. I think they are cornered. I think they are without options. You know, they don't really know how to deal with this. The only thing that the U.S. really still has right now is its military. You know, that is the one powerful tool that they have to apply pressure. There's nothing else to stop this. So it's really their only option.
Well, you're right. So they're cornered. My point is they then accelerated the world leaving the dollar beyond a multipolar world. It's not going to be multipolar in the BRICS. With the EU collapsing, the U.S. in major decline, Canada falling apart, Australia a total tyranny, it's like they're a caricature of a supervillain, and they're driving the whole world away from them. I mean, I see a video of Bill Gates on X or even on Instagram, and it'll have 10,000 negative comments, and I can't find one positive. I mean, the New World Order is really revealed and exposed right now. What do you think they're going to do as the tables have totally turned against them?
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
Do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...do as the tables have totally turned against them.
my big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
My big worry is that, you know, once the realization...
...as the tables have totally turned against them.
my big worry is that once the realization
as the tables are totally turned against them.
My big worry is that once the realization
as the tables are totally turned against them.
My big worry is that once the realization
as the tables are totally turned against them.
My big worry is that once the realization
as the tables are totally turned against them.
My big worry is that once the realization
as the tables are totally turned against them.
My big worry is that once the realization
as the tables are totally turned against them.
My big worry is that once the realization
as the tables are totally turned against them.
My big worry is that once the realization
as the tables are totally turned against them.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watching on the wall, the Paul Revere telling you, the New World Order's coming, it's here. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks, because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans. the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Kim.com, ladies and gentlemen. Very successful individual, knows all the main players, needs no introduction. And so I'm during the break saying, hey, what do you want to cover next? Your advice to Trump? How do we stop World War III? How do you see this unfolding? What would you tell listeners to do financially? And he said, let's talk about Elon and let's talk about your Twitter account. So that's the last thing he said literally 45 seconds ago before we went live again. So I'm not trying to gonzo journalism, write myself into this, but that's where Kim wants to go next. Kim.com, give us your take on what you were just telling me during the break.
Yeah, so basically Elon Musk is playing a major role in preventing the worst case scenario. If we didn't have Elon, we now wouldn't have the X platform, which is the biggest social media site in the world, to talk openly about this. Because as you know, all other channels are controlled. Big tech is completely in the hand of the U.S. Deep state. You are not allowed to say whatever you want other than on X. And, you know, Elon is taking a lot of heat for that. He's being attacked by the Biden administration. They have opened, you know, a dozen different cases against Elon to, again, you know, try and force him to not be a free speech platform, to accept the censorship that they want to put on everything so that they, you know, don't get exposed. And Elon is saying no to that. And that is quite a brave thing for someone to do who has so much on the line, you know, like all his businesses that he's working on are under fire. You've seen what happened with Tesla, where a bunch of lawyers were trying to kill his compensation package. And Elon is just outsmarting them every step of the way. And I really appreciate the guy because, he is putting everything that he's built on the line for humanity, that we have a chance to get around this worst case scenario of a nuclear war and nuclear annihilation.
And quantify that, because he's all in. I mean, he is definitely the maverick. I mean, he's done a lot of other maverick moves, but this is uber maverick stuff.
Yeah, totally. Like, he is the real Iron Man, you know, like he is the real deal. Without him, I wouldn't be able to, educate the world about what I know, you know. Without him, most, of these discussions wouldn't be possible right now. You know how Twitter was before he took over. It was a censorship bonanza, right? And then he came out with the Twitter files. He gave journalists access to all the back-end dealings that were going on between, you know, the U.S. Authorities and Twitter management to stifle any kind of information coming out that they don't like. Because they are desperate, you know. They are really in a difficult spot. The world is crashing down on the United States.
And I totally agree. So quantify, Kim.com, when you say he's trying to stop the worst case scenario and have a soft landing, quantify that.
Well, I mean, we're looking at World War III, literally. We're looking at nuclear war. And he understands it. You know, he didn't understand it right from the get-go. And I've spent a bit of time helping him understand. There are a lot of other people who helped him understand, but he is totally in our corner now. He's totally in the corner of humanity. He gets it, you know. Does he get 100% of it? No, but he is really on the way to getting complete enlightenment about what's happening in the world. And he decided, I will use my power to try and prevent this. And that's, he is literally the most valuable human in the world right now.
I agree. He's doing more than Trump right now, and Trump's a second. So you wanted me to ask you about my Twitter account, my X account.
Oh, yeah. No, I helped you get your Twitter account back. I told Elon to give it back to you. And he didn't like you very much because of the school shooting story. You know, he was quite offended by that. But I told him, look, this guy, he apologized. You know, he's had this court case. It is dealt with. Like, let this be in the past. And we need voices like him now to be on X. And he agreed, and he gave you your account back.
Well, that's amazing.
Same with Scott Ritter. You know, the guy who's out there educating Americans about the U.S. proxy war. I basically begged Elon to let him back on.
Well, I love him exposing the extinctionist movement, the global sea population plan. Kim.com, your view on the brain trust of the globalists, of the Western establishment, clearly transhumanist, clearly eugenicist. I'm going to put words in your mouth. What makes them tick? What is their ideology?
I think they're all just scared. You know, they're worried about what's coming because they know if the U.S. government crashes, they're all going down with it. And they are fearful of a future where a multipolar order emerges and they are becoming the new strongest force in the world. And the problem is when you are a bully and you have been going around the world, killing people, and you are suddenly in a position where you're not that strong anymore, you have to fear their revenge. You know, the U.S. government has killed over 20 million people in 37 victim nations since World War II. All these countries that have been affected by, you know, U.S. sanctions, U.S. aggression, they are no longer going to be under the thumb of the U.S. and the West.
No, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Finish your point, then I'm going to ask you this question. What was the COVID thing about and the martial law and the poison shots? Like, that totally discredits them. That's hurt the West and Pfizer and the UN and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab more than anything. What were they thinking there?
That is still a bit of a puzzle to me. What we do know is that U.S. scientists created this virus, that it was created with U.S. government funding, that they used a Chinese lab because under the U.N. bioweapon treaty, the U.S. is not allowed to do this kind of research in the United States. So they basically picked a jurisdiction where they could do this. How did the virus get out? Was it an accident? Was it purposely leaked? I don't know. But when you look at the craziness that is happening around the world, it is a real possibility that this was leaked on purpose. But I haven't seen any evidence of that. And I don't want to go so far to suggest that this was done on purpose, because if it was done on purpose, this is the biggest crime against humanity ever. This is bigger than any Holocaust. This is bigger than any war crime. Millions of people died around the world because of this. And it's all U.S.-based. The United States is fully responsible for this. And this is what I don't like about Donald Trump, for example. Even in his recent interview, he is blaming China. He's calling it the China virus. China has nothing to do with this. You know, China was
it came out of Chapel Hill. It's in the Senate hearings that it was an Obama project.
Now, Obama is a terrible, terrible negative for the world. Everything that he has done.
Give us your view on Obama, and then let's talk about how we stopped World War III or what the soft landing looked like, please.
Well, Obama, for example, some people may remember there was a story where his plane was stopped in Russia, And he was sitting on a private jet, on a U.S. private jet as a senator on the airfield waiting for 3 hours to get permission to leave. The reason they didn't let him leave is because the Russians knew that he has some kind of plan to go to Ukraine to sign a deal for biolabs where they are doing pathogen research and bioweapon research. So they were hoping to get on the plane to get access to, you know, whatever documents they have with them, because they wanted to understand more about what's going on. And then right after that, Obama flew to Ukraine and basically sealed the deal, a partnership between the U.S. government and the Ukrainian government to have biolabs in Ukraine, to basically build the same kind of gain-of-function weapons that they have created in China.
And that's right. And then and at first they denied it. Victoria Nuland got asked about it in the Senate last year. She said, no, it's true. And it was Senator Obama, you're right, that went and did the deal. And then he gave a press conference back in D.C. bragging about it.
Yeah. I mean, all the evidence is there. You have to just put it all together and make sense of it. It's unfortunate, you know, that the U.S. decided to outsource this kind of bioweapon research because they were scared of doing it in the United States, because that's against international law and the treaties that they have signed. But it's the same thing with international spying, right? The U.S. is not, under law, allowed to spy against Americans. So what did Obama do? He outsourced the spying against Americans to the British spy agencies and had the NSA hand over access to all U.S. networks. The British are then spying on all Americans, putting it all in a shared spy cloud, which is the Five Eyes spy cloud. And then through that mechanism, the U.S. has access to all the private communications of Americans. This is the kind of shady stuff that Obama has been doing.
Talk about Putin. I mean, the West tries to spin it, but they even admit he's wildly popular, 80%+. I see him as a moderate force. If they were able to kill Putin, wouldn't we get somebody way more aggressive?
Yeah, and that's the big risk. I think Putin has been very restrained in his actions in Ukraine as well as around the world. The way he has handled this war shows that he is really the only mature leader in this game, you know, because he could have already escalated this. There are so many reasons. I mean, just the latest attack against the civilians in Crimea are enough to start World War III, you know, but he is restrained. He is looking at the situation. He understands exactly everything that I've been explaining. You know, he doesn't want it to come to this. He wants the U.S. to accept the reality of the situation and basically let the multipolar order take over. But the fear is that the United States is never going to accept this reality.
And now we see ATACMS ballistic missiles raining down on Russian targets. We see Stoltenberg, head of NATO, saying we're going to use F-16s. Clearly, it's not debatable. They're trying to force Russia into an escalation. Then Putin gets attacked for not escalating more. For those that don't know, the Russians want more war. Napoleon went to be defeated in Russia. Hitler went to be defeated in Russia. Why do you think things keep repeating with the death of Western empires in Russia?
They are just trying to put on as much pressure as they can. They almost want to be seen as lunatics. They want to tell Putin, look, we're crazy enough to go to World War III. You know, if you don't back down with your BRICS plans, we're going to go all the way. This is the message that they are sending to Putin. Now, Putin, of course, hopes that they're just bluffing, and no one should be crazy enough to blow up the whole world, you know, just because they are going to go through some financial turmoil, right? So, but this is where we are. This is how crazy it has become that they are trying to force Russia and China to abandon their BRICS multipolar order plans. By all means.
Absolutely.
And the problem is, if there's a miscalculation, if they are going too far, that things can really escalate to the point of no return.
And then we see Zuckerberg building a giant 10-story deep tomb. We see all these other billionaires building bunkers. those aren't going to save them. Why don't they promote a free open society? That's the real protection.
I mean, what's the point? You know, why would you want to live in a bunker for at least a decade? This is how long it takes for the nuclear winter to pass. And by the way, where they are building those bunkers, they're not going to survive in Hawaii. You know, the entire northern hemisphere will be gone. We'll have minus 40 degrees centigrade in the northern hemisphere after a nuclear war. You know, there will be no survival in those areas. If you want to survive World War III, you have to go to the southern tip of the southern hemisphere, you know, be either at the bottom of New Zealand or Chile, and then you may have a chance.
Yeah, I've had dinner with Bilderberg Group members in the last few years, and they said the same thing, that this is unsurvivable. This is totally insane. And even if the winter didn't kill you, everyone in Kauai hates Zuckerberg. When they're all starving to death, the first place they're going is his bunker.
Yeah. Now everybody knows he's building a bunker, so it's kind of, they know where to go, right?
We've got 13 minutes left. You've been very gracious. You agreed to come back in the next few weeks. I know it's very early in the morning. We'll tape in the afternoon the next few weeks, so you don't have to, you know, get up at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. at Kim.com, you know, here with us. But in closing, in the 12 minutes we have left, I'm not going to ask you more questions. You're giving us a lot of dead-on knowledge from my own research, very articulately said. You've got the floor for the last 12 minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't even know where to start, what to talk about. What are you personally interested in? Is there anything that you want to know?
Oh, I've got 100 questions. I mean, I'm trying to stop World War III. I know we're in the greatest danger in human history, and I'm just completely freaked out by it. And I see the West as any dying empire starting more wars. And I'm just, I mean, how do we reverse this? What is a soft landing? You keep talking about, you know, Trump wants a soft landing. Elon wants a soft landing. You want a soft landing. What is the best case scenario here?
The best case scenario is for whoever is the next president to bring the brightest minds in the world together in a big conference and try and figure out how can we get out of this with minimal damage.
And be honest about the derivatives. Yes. Be honest about all of it. You got to be honest.
The whole thing is going to come crashing down. There's no fixing that, right? But how are we going to come out of it? What are our strategies, you know, to move forward after that? I think, you know, once there's some honesty here by the U.S. government and Americans really understand that tough times are coming, the great thing that you have is that people are going to unite and work together to come out of this. Right. And there is a way out. You know, you don't need to be the hegemon gorilla alpha in the world and dictate all the rules. You know, you can just focus on your country and, you know, rebuild and come out of this stronger. The problem is no one is looking at it this way. You know, they're so arrogant and in such a hubris that they think they can force the rest of the world to just go on with the same broken system that has existed. And that's not going to happen. So once you realize that, the next best thing you can do is bring the brightest minds, people like Elon, you know, bring the brightest minds together to think about how are we going to get out of this.
I totally agree with you. I mean, again, we're not talking about speculation here. We're talking about the reality. Instead, I look at the globalists, and they're saying there's going to be a race war. So they want to start a war with Russia and then divide America so we don't get together and fix things. That's the most dangerous scenario for the elite. So they are literally building their own tomb.
They're doing everything wrong. And how it is not appearing to them that they're doing everything wrong when things are going so abysmal for them. You know, I mean, just look at the situation in the world. All the strategies that they have applied, all the think tanks that they have used to try and figure this out were all wrong. It's not working. Right. So the best way forward is brutal honesty and transparency with the American people. Let them know exactly what they have to expect. you know, apologize for the decades of mismanagement and the terrible financial situation that they have created, and especially the lobby class, you know, that has bought politicians so that they can profit at the expense of the nation and Americans. That is really what happened here. That corruption needs to stop. There need to be new laws enacted where no corporate donations can go to politicians, where corporations don't have a say in any of the political decisions that are being made. It needs to be going back to a system that works for the people and not for shareholders.
I totally agree.
The biggest problem.
But back to Trump, because we should criticize Trump. They don't like him because he wants to be president. Well, let me ask you, why don't they like President Trump? And then let's talk about, because I interrupted you earlier, why he won't admit Warp Speed was a lie. We know how he got set up. Why he pigheadedly keeps going along with it, because that's the biggest strike against Trump.
You know, I played a role in trying to get Trump elected. You know, all the shit that happened with Hillary, you know, prior to the election that he won. I was part of that, you know, in trying to expose who she really is, what the Democrats are really doing, you know, and I was hopeful that he's going to turn things around. But I have to tell you, quite honestly, I'm very disappointed with him. You know, I think he let down his promise of draining the swamp. I think he hasn't done enough to try and completely reform the United States. He has appointed a lot of bad people. You know, he's trusted a lot of bad people. It has backfired for him and for Americans. And, you know, if he should get back in, he needs to have a complete change of attitude. He needs to surround himself with people that he can really trust, that have a joint goal to fixing America. He needs to understand that he will be a crisis president, right? He has to understand that all of this is going to come down. There's no way to prevent this or stop this. So, you know, is he the guy who can turn America around? I hope so. You know, I hope so. But I think right now, he doesn't have the understanding required. He needs help to understand what the situation really is, because he keeps talking about tariffs against China, about, you know, all the things that he wants to do to rein all the foreign countries in so they are not doing this de-dollarization. Like, that's the wrong attitude. The real attitude is, how are we going to fix this? How, first of all, how are we going to be completely honest about it? And then how are we going to fix this? And if we don't have a reform president from day one who understands what the mission is, it's going to get even worse.
That's right. And I would add this. You can look at all the economics and the cultural angles. You don't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And Americans have paid for these wars and this globalist corporate empire. It's not like Americans get something out of this empire. The end of this evil globalist empire is good for people. It's good for America. It's good for everybody. So the idea, they're trying, I mean, take the globalists, shutting off the fertilizer in Europe, shutting off the pipelines here. Like, if we're the power base of the New World Order, why are they then cutting off our energy as well? It's so predatory that these globalists can't help but attack everybody, then blow up Nord Stream and blame the Russians, and then later admit last year the Pentagon did it. I mean, that is just madness.
Yeah, it were really in a bad way, you know. And my honest opinion is that it will be very unlikely that we're going to cut the corner and get out of this. I've been thinking for over a year, you know, when the missiles are going to start flying. And right now, I would say 90% chance that this is not going to be worked out and that the world is going to have a nuclear war.
We got 1 minute left. Speak to that. I agree with you that in the threat trajectory, in the threat escalation ladder of the Rand Corporation and every other war game, nuclear war is a probability, not a possibility.
Yeah, I think it's a very high chance. And, you know, it's unfortunate, because just think about what that means, you know. Humanity has a lot of positives. There are so many artists, bright minds, beautiful things. Look at, you know, everything that we have invented, how far we have come. Why throw it all away? Because one nation cannot accept that they have gone the wrong path and that they have lost the the hegemony that they wanted. You know, it's just that that's what it really boils down to. The U.S. is run by arrogant people, by selfish people who don't look at this bigger picture of humanity, how far we have come, what potential we have in the future. You know, if they would see that and think in that direction, you know, maybe there's a chance, but they're not thinking about that at all. They're just being selfish fools who think that with aggression, they can fight their way out of this somehow. And it's not going to work.
It's not. Empires don't die. They commit suicide. That's where we are. Kim.com, K-I-M.com, and Kim.com on X. Kim, thank you so much for the hour. Look forward to speaking to you again soon. We can let you sleep a little later. I'll tape anytime. We need to stop this nuclear war. I agree with you. It's a probability, not a possibility. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'll say bye to you right now during the break. We'll be right back with our number three. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is incredibly comical, if it wasn't so serious, for the First Amendment. 3 weeks ago, the CRO appointed by the federal court tried to shut this building down without a court order. And then they denied it all over the news and said, I made it up. Then a few days later in federal court, they admitted it. Then a week and a half ago, they had another federal court hearing where the families, you know, the Democratic Party law firms wanted me shut down that day and things liquidated. We agreed to have a liquidator come in appointed by the court to, quote, liquidate the company. So that news was there. That was us winning that motion. Now it's all over the news. The empire of lies finally ends. Alex Jones to be shut down. Let me just explain something to everybody. Everything you've been told by corporate media is a lie. None of it's been true. When they were trying to shut it down, I told you they were going to fail. And that they were trying it and they denied it. And then now I'm telling you that what you're seeing in the news is not accurate. And I'll just leave it at that. But there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, a lot of things unfolding. But here's the bottom line. The plaintiffs, the Democratic Party folks, openly have wanted to shut it down the whole time. They've never wanted us to stay on there. Under federal law, they're supposed to get money for a supposed grievance that's happened. Even though the judges found me guilty, there were show trials. Okay, they had their big judgment that's going to be overturned on appeal. And so now they're desperate to shut this place down because they don't want money. They knew there wasn't all this money they claimed. And so now they're being forced in the state courts to come in now and tell the state courts they want money. That's what's happening. So there's a lot of stuff that happens within that. So just sit back and watch the next few days, the next week or so. I'll be able to tell you what's really going on here. But InfoWars is hard to kill. And I'm hard to shut down. But InfoWars is just a building and my great crew and a name. Really, overall, it's me. But this is not a fun process. I didn't ask for all this, but at the same time, if I'm put in that position, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines. I'm going to take lemons and make lemonade. But continually the corporate media just seizes on headlines and deceives people all day long. But just remember, a couple weeks ago I was lying. Nobody wanted to shut us down. And now, oh, I'm going to be shut down. So they are all over the map, just like the entire establishment. The American corrupt empire is dying. Not America. America's coming back. But the corrupt, evil influences that have hijacked our country, they are being exposed. Everything they do turns to pure crap. So InfoWars is only this building and equipment and our great crew. They can go anywhere. I can work anywhere. They're not shutting anything down. But it's all just a big, giant tug of war trying to close down this facility, which they see as some victory to mount our head on the wall or like a Roman standard they want to get. So, again, it was fake news. They weren't trying to shut us down. And now it's fake news that we're being shut down. I'll play this video in a few weeks, and you'll say Alex Jones is tomorrow's news today yet again. Follow me at X at Real Alex Jones. Support our sponsors, DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support, and the revolution will be televised.
All right, I'm really excited about our next guest for the rest of the hour, Neil Oliver, an amazing talk show host out of Scotland in the UK. We got all these huge issues we're going to discuss. We're about to come right back. Please, whether you're listening on local radio stations, watching on TV, or the internet at Real Alex Jones, share the links now. That's how we overpower the censors. Really smart, prolific journalist, Neil Oliver, joining us coming up. Follow him at neiloliver.com and at The Coast Guy, like the ocean, The Coast Guy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've got an award-winning writer, broadcaster, podcaster joining us, Neil Oliver. He lives in Stirling, Scotland. He's written 14 books, presented 19 series on national broadcast, recorded two major broadcast series, hosted a live show on GBN News and broadcast weekly on his own line channel, neiloliver.com, and at The Coast Guy on X. Neil, thank you for coming on. I've been a big fan for years, and you've been having a huge effect for many years, but you've really exploded. So congratulations with your commentary. It's right up there with Tucker Carlson, so we really appreciate you. And you were kind enough, because I have my own questions. They're very similar to yours, to send me some of the questions you wanted to go over. But how would you describe the state of the world right now? And then let's plunge right into it.
Oh, Alex Jones, it's a real privilege for me to be with you. So thanks so much for making time for me. What do I make of the state of the world at the moment? I think we're on the cusp of great change. A friend of mine said to me just the other day that although these are upsetting times, anxiety-inducing times, that there is everything to play for. I think the group that I describe as the baddies, I think those that have arrayed their forces against us, I don't think they have ever been as frightened as they are now. I don't think they have ever been as weakened as they are now. Perhaps most importantly, I don't think they've ever been as exposed to so many of us as they are right now. Those are the positives, you know, but obviously there's the escalating potential for war in Europe, which could go, according to some commentators, all the way up to global thermonuclear war. I have to say I doubt that very much myself. There's all of the trouble in the world. There's all of the moves towards round-the-clock digital surveillance, central bank digital currencies, digital IDs, social credit systems, and all of that nonsense. So the forces are arrayed, but I think it is absolutely the case that the baddies have made themselves so rigid, so ossified, so brittle, that it's like the glass that is shattered by the note that's struck by the opera singer. I think there is the potential now to bring all of it down around their ears.
Beautifully said. They are a cornered animal, rats leaving a sinking ship, but still have the arrogance that they had before mixed with the fear. What do you expect them to do next, and how do we stop them?
I think we have evolved. We have created an ecosystem, by which I mean we have to take responsibility ourselves. You know, baddies do what baddies do, but we have at least stood by. Most of us have. I certainly have. While an ecosystem has developed that has allowed to thrive a psychopathic, parasitic, frightened, greedy entity. We have evolved an ecosystem that suits the psychopathic mindset. They will do what they will do. But I think the internet, the work of people, personalities, particularly someone like you. I mean, I doff my metaphorical cap to you, Alex Jones, because I have, as I've been confessing to people for a while now, I only woke up to all of this in the last 3 or 4 years. I was shamefully oblivious for the longest time, you know, until I was about 53 years of age. I just wasn't paying attention, and I make no bones about it. And I trusted the establishment, broadly speaking. I wasn't really paying attention. And for me, it was a bit like, you know, if I'd been in a long marriage, and suddenly I found out that my partner had been being unfaithful to me all along. That's why I am so angry now. Because I trusted the other side, but I am ready to take responsibility for having trusted. I should have paid more attention much earlier. In terms of what happens next, I think that the baddies are playing with worn out, blunted tools. You know, if the only tool you've got is a hammer, you treat everything as if it's a nail. And so we're not going to see anything sophisticated from them. Another very interesting commentator, Gerald Salenti, has said to me, you know, they take you to war when all else fails. So war works for them on a cyclical basis. When they run out of ideas, they take us into war. First World War, Second World War, wars throughout the second half of the 20th century, wars throughout the early decades of the 21st century, and so on. So we'll definitely see more of that. they are going to use the technology that's at their disposal to seek to enforce, you know, a round-the-clock, three-dimensional surveillance society. They will attempt to do that. They will attempt to take control of our money with central bank digital currencies that are programmable and all of that. But the point is that what might have happened 20 years ago or even maybe more recently, without us noticing, too many of us, well, not actually, perhaps not enough of us quite yet, but let's say enough of us are paying attention. If someone like me has noticed the confidence trick, if somebody like me has woken up to see the matrix, then it's available to be seen by so many more people. And so while these are very anxious, desperate, frightening, unsettling times, I think we've got them. I think we've got them where we want them.
I agree, Neil Oliver. Let's go back to a really important point you made. The world, you know, just 100 years ago was almost all on farms, and people weren't stupid, but they were naive because they were projecting their own decency onto the power structure. So that allowed greater and greater corruption to build. And so really this system's built for kleptocrats. It's built for these sociopaths and psychopaths. It's really their system. And you're right. Just saying they're bad isn't enough. We have to build new systems. We have to come together. And there's a large minority that's awake. It's about to be a majority. That's why they're in full panic mode. Every piece of evidence shows that. So can you speak more to your point of this is their system? And but as soon as we're awake and refuse their system, it must have our acquiescence. Even just a slight resistance will bring it down. I mean, look at the Blade Runners there in the UK, mainly in England, you know, out there with the carbon tax cameras everywhere, cutting them down. The system can't stop them. It's that's like a pinky finger in the fight, not a full hand, not arm, not a full fist. Imagine the full weight of what we would do. Non-violently, but still in civil disobedience.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you raised I'm so glad you invoked the Blade Runners. That's the group that are cutting down the ULEZ cameras, the ultra low emission zone, so called, that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, you're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age into the city. You know, it's just another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing vehicles of a certain age. Another way of told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London, you know, charging people bringing certain vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told that the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has imposed upon London. You're charging people bringing vehicles of a certain we have told
cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, Ultimate Fish Oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise.
Humanity is at a major crossroads, and author, TV host, Neil Oliver is knocking out of the park. He got cut off by the break, you know. They asked Hal 6 years ago when they banned me off the internet how I stayed on air. We're on over 300 radio stations. We're still on those stations. Even though talk radio has faded some, it's still huge. We're on 50,000 watt stations. That's why we have breaks, folks. For everybody that's on X, why do you have breaks? Well, we're on 300 plus radio stations, over 100 TV and cable stations. So thanks for putting up with that. But you were getting to the point of They thought the internet, and they admitted this, the social engineers would be our downfall to isolate us and control us. They thought locking us up in our houses for years would make us bow. And it definitely crushed some, especially our children, but it backfired overall. Complete that thought, and then you sent all these amazing questions I want to go over. The perilous state of the political class in the UK and Europe and the US with elections looming, the incessant push for war, genocide in Palestine, the demonetization of popular parties across Europe, the fall of the U.S. Republic, along with the fall of our freedom across the West, the criminal syndicates that run the world, the push for CBDCs and digital IDs and social credit. Neil Oliver, please continue.
Yeah, we've got plenty to talk about, Alex.
Yeah.
That's for certain. I think every force has an equal and opposite. And I think the psychopath, parasitic class, there's an anti-human agenda at play here. In no small part, because those psychopathic, parasitic entities don't get humans. They don't understand what it is to be human and alive. I don't think perhaps they've ever properly felt the texture of what it is to be, you know, a biological human being, which leads them into nonsense like transhumanism and all of the rest of it. This idea that the human animal, Mark One, is somehow become suboptimal, obsolete, up, ready for an upgrade. I think these are symptoms of a psychopathic class that doesn't understand people. And while they have been pushing and pushing and pushing to try and break people away from, turn people away from family, turn people away from community, turn people away from faith, make people ashamed of their national heritage, make people ashamed of their culture, make people ashamed of their religion. You know, this has been a sustained process that's been going on, not for years, not for decades, but for centuries. But I think against the expectations of those that have applied those pressures and used those tools, quite the opposite of what they intended has started to happen. And in the face of it, people are once again beginning to realize that they value family, that they want to have a partner that they love, that they want to raise children. So many people are rediscovering faith, or if not faith, so to speak, then at least an awareness of the transcendent. You know, that they're realizing that there's more to life than the material, that there's more to life than, you know, capitalism or any other political ideology that might be being forced upon us. So what I'm saying is that the pressure that's been brought to bear upon us as a species and also upon us as individuals has done what pressure exerted from all directions inevitably does. You know, like let's say in relation to carbon, and it produces diamonds. You know, those bright precious stones are created by pressure over time. And that's what's happening. And so I think people, there is a renaissance happening. I said earlier that I'm not particularly predisposed towards the notion of violent revolution, because I think violent revolution is just a tool of the elite. It's just taking advantage of people, exploiting the mob and then casting them aside. What is much more required is a reawakening, which we're all talking about, or an awakening for the first time, a renaissance and a renewal. And I do genuinely think that these are That is part of what we are seeing happen around us. You know, people are reconnecting with the eternal verities. They're reconnecting with the truth, that they're realizing that what they've been sold as happiness, which is constant.
And it's so awesome to interrupt when you just look at a sunset of the moon, or your children playing, or just cooking dinner, just the awesomeness of consciousness and this planet and human experience. And then you see what a joke Hollywood and the corporate media is. It's nothing. They're the losers that project their own hatred onto us. And you just lean back into God and infinity. And it's so empowering. It's ecstasy.
Don't you find that's exactly it? Don't you find my wife and I, we talk about that all the time. You know, we used to consume television and, you know, the stuff that was pumped at us, you know, this Kool-Aid that was pumped at us all the time. We were just docile consumers of it.
And I mean, just sitting on the back porch listening to bugs you know, sing or frogs. It's just ecstasy.
And almost more to the point, we've realized that we now find no sustenance, quite the opposite of any kind of nourishment or sustenance from the stuff that's being pumped at us. You know, and increasingly, Trudy and I find that what we get is from sitting outside in our back garden of a night with a fire pit lit, and we're just watching the flames, you know, lit around the logs, and we're aware of the fact that, you know, that we're blessed with three kids, and we're watching them go through the various stages of their evolutions. You know, they're going through the stages of their lives, and the opportunity that we have had to be wrenched away, broken away, of necessity, from the nonsense, from the lies, from the two-dimensional pantomime, you know, bad makeup, bad set design, dodgy
lighting.
So
humanity is disconnecting from the inhuman matrix right now.
More and more of us, I think, yes, they are. And that's what is, I think people have been sold, the version of happiness that people have been being sold for, from a time beyond the reach of memory almost, we've been sold a pup. We have been missold something as happiness, which is not happiness. Basically, what people have been sold this, you know, you've got to get yourself to a point where you can buy more and more things. You can have multiple mobile phones. You can have multiple screens. You can have multiple cars. You can have multiple homes. You can have all of that is what people have been being pushed towards. So many people are beginning to realize that that is not happiness. That is the equivalent of being drunk. Now, you know, many people, myself included, like a glass of wine and all the rest of it, and that feeling of inebriation. But you can't be like that all the time. That's alcoholism. That's destructive and useless. And that there is actually so much more to the texture of reality. There is so much more to what it is to being alive. Sadness actually gets a bad rap. We've lived for decades with people being told that if you feel even momentarily less than deliriously happy, you should get yourself to a doctor and get them to prescribe you some
white pills. By the way, Neil, I totally agree with you, because when I focus on infinity and humanity, there is a sadness in all the people we've lost and the future. There's a nostalgia. There's a mightiness. Because the feeling is so good, there's going to be sadness as the balance. Exactly. Deep sadness is like ecstasy. I don't know how to describe it. You're hitting the nail on the head right here.
It's because there's only a certain response to happiness. You know, being happy gives you a certain thing. But what people are being reminded of, and what is very necessary, is that the whole spectrum of emotions, the whole spectrum of experience, is what gives being alive meaning. So many things get given a bad reputation, up to and including grief. These are the experience.
No, I totally agree. I am my smartest.
It's a necessary.
I am my smartest. Interrupt because you're so on target. When I am sad or I am grieving is when I have my greatest thoughts.
Yes. And because that is what it is. That is what it is to be alive. It's to experience the full texture of it, and to experience the full spectrum of emotions. And so part of what has been being done to us by the same baddies that are seeking to do everything else to us at the moment is just to dumb us down and anesthetize us into this state of slumber. You know, Georg Gurdjieff, you know, Gurdjieff and Ouspensky, In Search for the Miraculous and all of that, you know, whatever you might think of him, he was a Russian mystic, you know, at large in the 20th century. But he pointed out way back, you know, during the First World War, that the human beings had a tendency to exist in a state of slumber. You know that way that you quite often you maybe jump in your car of a morning and you drive to work and you park up and then you think, I don't remember driving here.
Exactly.
I don't remember doing that. And in many parts throughout the day, I mean, if you think that you're maybe awake for 16 hours during the course of a day, but how much of that time are you actually paying attention? How many of those moments are you actually in? And some of that is in the nature of the human animal, but it's also something that's being, we're imbibing that from those entities that want us just to be dumb and silent and unthinking and fearful and compliant and uneducated and unopinionated and not prepared to get up on our hind legs and say anything. This is they've tried to accelerate the entire species towards this dumb unhealthy compliance.
So the sleeper must awaken.
But he's still doing the woken us up.
The sleeper must awaken. I mean, here's an example. I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning, about an hour and a half before my wife and my other kids are moved out. They're older. Before my wife and my 7-year-old get up. So I get up at 5 a.m., drink some coffee. I go on the back porch. I live by a greenbelt and a creek and all this stuff. And I go out there for an hour in the dark, and I hike around with these big oak trees, and hawks are flying by and owls. And I was like, this is better than red carpets, better than the hottest woman, better than anything. Just that hour I had out there, literally as the sun started to come up in the woods. And that's what they're trying to disconnect us from, because there's nothing they have that can even begin to the interfacing with God's universe.
This is for me. I mean, I'm all for choice, you know, and freedom of expression and all of the rest of it. But the transhumanist movement, I mean, I remember, you know, I've read about Marvin Minsky and Doug Engelbert, you know, having conversations way back in the 60s where you know, one would say, we're going to make the machines conscious. We're going to do all this for the machines. And Doug Engelbert said, what are you going to do for the people? Which is that is the question. What are we going to do for the people? So as long ago as the 60s, it was manifesting, it was crystallizing that there was a group out there who believed, for all of their anti-human reasons, that the human experience, being human, being biological, being flesh and blood, being a creature that just by dint of being conscious in the universe was aware of the transcendent. There were those technocrats, those fledgling technocrats that thought even then that wasn't good enough to be, you know, to be a biological flesh and blood human being. And so they have devalued all of that. And that is where we are. But because they've done that, I think they've done us a favor by trying to persuade us that it's technology this, technology that, that there's a technological fix for everything, that you can have a neural link in your brain that's going to connect you to the whatever, you know, to the World Wide Web or whatever. And thank God, because by doing that, they have made us think, no, as things stand, we have barely paddled a dugout canoe out onto the Pacific Ocean of the unknown of consciousness. We were only just beginning to realize what it is to be conscious, what our potential is, every single one of us. And this drive to get us all herded into 15-minute cities, to put us under surveillance from cameras and satellites and drones, to take control of our transactions with central bank digital currencies so that they can make, you know, in real time decisions about, you know, whether you can buy that or go there or make that decision for yourself. It's because they've tightened the screws. I think there were various things happened. I think in 2016 in America, a majority elected Donald Trump. In Britain in the same year, a majority elected or chose by the biggest plebiscite in British history to leave the European Union. Those were two things that were off the script of the psychopathic parasites. It took them by surprise. And everything that's happened then, COVID, war in Ukraine, and all of the rest of it, has been this sustained punishment beating to put the democratically minded people back in their boxes. And because of it, they were panicked in that moment. And they've tried to tighten the screws too quickly, something they had been doing slowly and subtly. They've tried to do in a hurry over the last 4 or 5 years. And in so many ways, they've made this break for the tape. They've tried to breast the tape and get to where they wanted to be. And in so doing, right in that last final act, they've blown it. And too many of us have seen what they're doing, and we're wakening up to all of it. You see it all across Europe. People are voting for populist parties. You know, they're voting in increasing numbers for people that are talking about secure borders. They're talking about, you know, taking care of a religion that has served Europe well for the best part of 2,000 years. They're talking about, you know, championing the family, doing something about falling birth rates, you know, giving people a voice, encouraging people to think, making sure that people aren't afraid to voice their opinions. And that's, you know, and the tractors revolts, the farmers revolts, the truckers revolts in Canada, all of these things those baddies have inadvertently triggered. And by God, they've got a tiger by the tail now.
No, I totally agree with you. And in the time we have left, I want to invite you back in soon. Just big picture, the globalist people are turning against them. You see a Bill Gates video on X or Instagram, there'll be, you know, 10 million views and 50,000 comments, and I read for like an hour and can't find one comment for him. People really get who the baddies are now. That's only part of the equation. But what do the baddies do to try to maintain control? I think people need to understand the danger of that.
Well, I think we already see the outline sketch of it at the very least. It's about surveillance. It's about taking control of money. I think what will inevitably happen are a series of terrifying, and they will be frightening, false flags. You know, false flags of the stock and trade of these people. The sinking of U.S. Maine that kicked off the Spanish-American War at the end of the 19th century. The false flags that were used to provoke Vietnam, 9/11. We know they've got a playbook. They've got a worn out playbook, and I would counsel people to be prepared to get frights. There will be big spectacular frights between now and the end, between now and the end of the paradigm that's been dominated by these psychopaths. So be ready for that. I suspect there will probably be an attempt, possibly successful, to bring down the economies. Some kind of global economic collapse. Possibly that will make 1929 look like a Vickers Tea Party. I think there could be a so-called cyber attack, bring down the internet, all of these things. I would just counsel people to be ready for some fireworks. But the point is, and war, and war again. Like Gerald Celente says, when all else fails, they'll take you to war, which is why they're turning up the temperature on Ukraine, which is why the missiles are flying all over the place, because that frightens people, and it makes people more inclined.
And they're clearly trying to push the Russians into an escalation.
But I've said it before and I'll say it again. They're not going to go, but they're dangling the sword of Damocles of nuclear war over people, but they won't do that because these people with their trillionaire lifestyles and their holidays and they're not wanting scratches on their cars. They're not wanting their windows broken. They're not wanting their hair ruffled by the consequences of something as massive, as real.
I agree they don't want nuclear war, but they're pushing Russia in that position.
Well, at the moment, Putin, at least, whatever people's opinions are of Vladimir Putin, goodness me, he appears to be operating like the grown-up in the room. You know, if anybody seems to be operating like a grown-up, you think what you like about him, love him, loathe him, or find yourself somewhere in between those two extremes. But I think there's been an element of restraint about Vladimir Putin.
Definitely.
In spite of all the provocation that's been flung at him, and most recently with these attack-ems, killing kids on a beach in Crimea and all of the rest of it. But they won't go to war. They will escalate that war, and they will. There's already noises in Britain, across Europe, about conscription. You've got an automated registration for young men.
They're gearing up the draft.
For young women into the draft. Well, who saw that coming? Well, anybody that's paying attention saw that coming, because if they not only will they take you to war, if they really want to upset people, they'll come after your kids. They came after the kids with near mandatory or mandatory vaccinations for babies and all of the rest of it. And if
that was my next question,
doesn't work for them.
Neil, in the time we have left, it's an amazing interview. You've alluded to this, but it's all coming out, tens of millions dead from the shots. Causing Alzheimer's, infertility. It's all mainline news. We have politicians apologizing. Where do you see? Definitely Fauci and Bill Gates didn't expect that. This is blown up big in their face. Where do you think that's going?
My bottom line, my basic, is there's an anti-human agenda. The birth rates are falling all over the world. It's not just a Western problem, although it is a Western problem. You've got it in America, got it all across Europe, but it's happening in Asia, in Japan. It's all over the place, Singapore. People are not producing enough babies to reproduce themselves. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think there is an intention, a choreographed attempt to reduce the world's population slowly and then possibly more quickly, using whatever means to bring down the population. I think what's been set in train, I think that I was listening to Sucharit Bhagdadi, who's a German Thai clinician, research scientist, 3 years ago, who said in relation to the products that they were pushing as vaccines that this is gene therapy. This is going to this mRNA is going to change people's DNA, and we are going to pay dearly for doing this. And he was saying to his fellow clinicians and fellow physicians, in the name of all that's holy, in the name of all that's honorable, do not take part in pushing these products into human beings' arms, because this is the greatest crime against humanity that has yet been attempted. However, those products have been pushed into billions of arms, and it's the biggest experiment that's ever been imposed upon the human species. And in the years ahead and in the decades ahead, well, we're going to get the results of that experiment. But I think we all know where it's going. As you say, tens of millions already dead. Goodness knows how many people still alive, but have
and getting into the mindset
changed.
Of the globalists, they have this death cult. I guess it's they're mad at the public waking up. They want to use a virus for control. They want to kill people. They've already got the power. Why don't they just leave us alone? But they have this instinct to just attack.
You're dealing with people that are frightened. I think, you know, I consider myself just to be a reasonable guy. I'm an averagely educated, I'm just a common sense person. I think what we're looking at is a subset of people at the elite, a narrow group of people, possibly, you know, just thousands of people, maybe, I don't know, who are frightened. Their basic reaction is, it's arachnophobic. You know, if you're arachnophobic and you're a full grown human being and you're confronted by a little spider on a white table or on the wall and you're so terrified by it, you have to kill it. It's a completely irrational, over-the-top response because you're frightened. That would be my analogy for the way these people
are. I totally agree. They're so scared of humanity's power and humanity taking control of their destiny. They want control. So it's just a simple arachnophobic response.
Yeah, they look at other people. If they're frightened of everything. They're probably frightened of their own shadows. But they are certainly frightened of other people. You know, up until 1800, there were only, was it 1800, we reached a world population of a billion for the very first time. And then it took another 50 years to get to 2 billion. And then by now we're adding a billion people every 10 or 15 years. And for those anti-human people, the thing they're most afraid of is more and more people. I'm making assumptions about you, but I think people like you and me, we think the more people there are, it's like the more, you know, if you combine two elements, if you combine tin and copper, you get bronze. If you bring four elements together, the opportunities for all the things you can make with bringing four elements out of the 200 elements together, you know, it's enormous. It's numbers with more nothings than you can count. And likewise, with the more people you've got, the more solutions you've got, the more ideas you've got. You know, if they would just unleash the latent power that's out there, Nikola Tesla's suppressed ideas about free energy and all of the rest of it, if they would let free the actual potential of the Mark One human being and allow us individually and collectively to do what we're actually capable of, then you would see a whole new world. Then you would see a whole new realm of potential. But these people think perversely and conversely that the solution is hardly any people. That's their objective.
That's right. That's their desperate. It's their desperate
place if it was just them.
It's their desperate weakness. Like I believe humanity. Yeah. I bet humanity. More people, more freedom means more innovation. We go to the stars. We do it all. Neil Oliver, I'm extremely impressed. Always impressed watching you. We love you. Everybody loves the work you're doing. How do people find your work? How do they find your books? How do they find everything, Neil Oliver?
Oh, well, gosh, follow me on at The Coast Guy. That's my Twitter handle. I've got my own podcasts that you'll see wherever you go looking for your podcast.
Neil Oliver. Hold on, Neil, do five more minutes. I'm going to hold you. I got to go 2-minute break. I want you to finish up everything. Planet Neil Oliver. Amazing mind. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.